Hello.
Hello, hello.
Excusez-moi, monsieur.
Yeah, I was like, shit just was not working right. It downloaded it and installed this update. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna restart really quick. And
Oh, horse shit.
yeah, I hate it, but it, yeah, it had to be done.
I need to be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So
Yeah.
yeah, the Guyver after this, after the show. So we'll just do like about 2 hours or so.
Okay.
And then we're gonna go watch the Guyver. You don't have to stay the whole time, you know, like if you end up getting tired or whatever, but it's a crazy movie. Have you ever seen it before?
I've never seen the Guyver 2. I saw the Guyver 1 and I don't remember it. And I've been trying to find a good time for me and memory to watch it for like a while.
The first one has Mark Hamill in it. It's pretty
Test,
interesting.
test, 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 test. That's weird. Why is it only on one side of my shit? Weird.
Hello, check 1, 2.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Just my the balance in my ears is kind of off. It's strange.
Dude, just wait until you
Test.
see, just wait until you see this video of this guy making the case that JF is innocent. It's so funny. And I can't tell if it's like a joke or if they're being genuine about it, because the things they say about JF and how he has to be innocent are so unflattering to him. Like, it's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. I'm gonna pee really quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this video is so great. I'm so excited to share it with everybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. I'm
Yeah.
excited.
Yep. All right, I think we're gonna do this now. Here we go.
Let's do it.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I gotta get a witness. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man.
I don't have facts to back this up.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's true. Sometimes I cry.
Oh! Lick my butthole, he laughed.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast. This is episode 1260. We're doing it live for the 1260th time.
1260 times, and this time, everyone's butthole is getting lit.
Yeah, this time.
This time,
yeah.
This time. We left some people out the last time we had a butthole licking episode, but this time, all inclusive, baby. We're going to do it.
Quick reminder also that coming up on January 5th, we'll be doing the 10th anniversary episode of DP. January 5th, the 10th anniversary episode. So just mark your calendars, everyone out there.
January.
Yeah,
January froth.
Yes, January 5th.
Ooh, maybe I should try and catch a train up and do it in studio. That'd be
You
sick.
definitely can. You are definitely
Yeah.
welcome to.
I'll wear a tuxedo G-string.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll start figuring out like who we can get for guests and when, like what we're gonna do. We have a little bit of time, so we'll be figuring that out over the next few months. Quick reminder, everybody, it's amazing. This is the second official show of this week, and we're already at 56.77% of the goal. And
God damn.
I do owe part of that to the new Jared alerts that we have. Like that. There it is right there. All right. And you know why though? So $2 gets you that for 5 seconds. $12 gets you that for 10 seconds. $22 gets you that for 15 seconds, and so on and so forth. but it has to have a 2 as the second digit. Yeah.
That's incredible.
All the way up to 102. Wow. So if someone donates $102 all in one pop, we get it for a full 60 seconds.
Good Lord.
Yes.
That's a lot of Jared.
Yes.
That's an incredible amount of Jared. I don't know. That might almost be too much Jared. It hasn't happened yet, so we don't know for sure.
Yeah, I think someone dropped like 42 last night. Billy really hates it. It really aggravates him. So that's kind of why they came up with the idea. I didn't come up with the idea, but I was like, yeah, let's try it out. And it's working so far. Everyone, please like the stream if you haven't already. Also, after this episode is over, we're going to do our monthly movie review.
Yeah.
And
we're going to watch The Guyver 2.
The Guyver 2. We watched The Guyver 1 last month. So
we were just talking about that. I watched The Guyver 1 once when I was a kid. I don't remember much of it, but I saw the trailer recently. And so I've been trying to get around to watching it again. But I've never seen The Guyver 2, so I'm actually really stoked about this. This is cool.
Amazing. Yeah. It's for all of our $10 plus patrons or YouTube channel members that are at the highest level. And then we have Subscribestar. We got a couple people on Subscribestar, so it's there too at the $10 level. So, yeah, if you want to watch along after this episode's over, we're going to be watching The Guyver 2 tonight.
I do want to apologize too that we're like 5 minutes late. I had emergency home repair, so me and my buddy are doing motorcycle stuff, and he bought this ultrasonic part washer. We're fucking around with it, we're cleaning stuff, and then one of us I think it was my stupid ass bumped into the glass sliding door to my house, and I don't know how this happened, but the glass sliding door in slow motion fell into the fucking kitchen. Didn't break though.
Whew, that's crazy.
It almost hit the dog and like a I was freaking the fuck out. My heart skipped a fucking beat and shit. Yeah. So we had to like bust apart the whole glass sliding door and like fucking repair it and shit. And everything's fine now.
Oh my god!
Fuck. Oh no! You absolute fucking.
I don't know how to interpret the message. Are you saying you're giving the 102? You're doing it now when Billy's not here to get annoyed by it. Like
he's doing it to protect Billy.
I don't know how to interpret it exactly, but I think I'll take it that way. Look at it go!
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. It's a fucking work of art, man. It really is.
In a minute here, we're going to go and watch this video where this guy lays down an argument about why he believes JF is completely innocent of any foul play against Mama JF.
Jared's already laughing about it. It must be a good video.
I love his laugh. It's so endearing, yeah. Isn't it?
I like when I do the roundup, which I'm doing the roundup on Sunday, by the way. God, that was amazing. That was great.
Yeah,
that was
I love
really
it.
Really good.
I love it.
I loved it. What the fuck was I even going to say? My brain got
something about the roundup.
Yeah, I'm doing the roundup on Sunday, but I like almost every month I go looking around for some videos to put on the roundup, and I end up on Jared's channel, and I find something that is just so bizarre and weird. But then I remember I don't want to give him attention on that channel, you know. So I don't do it, but I'm kind of obsessed.
I'm fascinated by Jared, even though he's such a piece of shit. But I've kind of kept him aside from the donations. I don't really play him on this channel that often. I usually just play him on my other channel.
The only reason why I don't do it on the roundup, because I would otherwise, but like there are people who like watch the roundup with their families, you know.
Oh yeah, he's like, not family friendly at all.
Well, they still watch the, you know, it's still like, you know, so and so and their grandma or their mom and dad watching it, and they see the piss videos and stuff. But at least you can be like, yeah, you know, these people are like alternative health crazies.
Yes.
I don't want to really like every time I have to be like, oh, yeah, by the way, this guy's a fucking pedophile. Like, it's not a good conversation.
Yes.
To
yes.
Have, you know.
Yeah. It's so. not really. No.
Yeah.
So everyone like the stream. We're going to watch this. I don't know if this is a joke or if this guy is genuine. I can't remember his name right now, but I'll make sure to give him a shout out once he mentions it.
Okay.
But it's a video where he's laying out the case that JF is innocent, and he gives his points as to why he believes this.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so funny that this is why I'm like, is this a joke? Is this real? Does he really mean this? And it's not the greatest video as far as, like, I think it's like a computer-generated voice, like, reading whatever he wrote. But
okay.
He does make some points that made me laugh my ass off, and I'm like,
okay, right. Fucking dude, yeah, I'm into it. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about this person that made this video other than just watching this video. Here it is. It's called Mama JF Disappearance, Why JF Gary Epi is Innocent.
Excellent.
Here it is. And I want to point out, like, it's fun to joke about him being guilty and whatever, but I don't know if he's guilty or not. I will take the position that I really don't know.
Oh, she's dead. He buried her in the fucking yard.
I don't want to say that because I don't want it to be true until it's confirmed. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm going to confirm it allegedly. So, okay. You know.
All right. Here it is.
Hello. This is H.J. Armstrong.
H.J. Armstrong. Shout out to H.J. Armstrong, who made this video. Let's hear his I don't know what his qualifications are, but he's some kind of investigator, according to him.
Citizen, mm-hmm. Scholar, saint. Currently, I am working on a book project laying out the bull queer theory of history. It will be a revolution in our understanding of American history.
Listen to what he says here, because this is, I'm like, what is, he's working on an American history project, but listen to what he says about it here.
Incorporating all of the revelations of Q into our traditional understanding of the American past. I am applying my knowledge of America's secret archives and my Christian gnosis to this project.
Oh, no.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Which I hope to complete in time for the 2024 presidential election. Today, I am taking a break from that endeavor to work on a humbler project. I will apply my special skills to the realm of true crime in order to look at a true crime case involving another prominent internet personality and the disappearance of his girlfriend.
Wait. Hang on, another prominent internet personality. Does he think he's a?
I don't know.
A prominent internet.
Unless he's covered other.
And OJ Simpson play golf together.
I don't think JF plays golf. OJ Simpson is a very like big athletic dude, and he plays golf because we've seen him. JF probably doesn't play any sports at all.
Yeah. No. I would really be surprised if he could find clubs that are short enough for
kids
him.
Kids clubs. Dude, because I was getting into golf when I was like 10, 11 years old, and I bought a pair of kids clubs with my birthday money one year, and then I grew like a foot that next year and couldn't use them anymore. So, yeah.
Friend.
Amazing.
For the past few years, white nationalist Jean-Francois Garipi has streamed on YouTube and other platforms alongside of his girlfriend, Alora.
All right, so when this video's done, I want everyone in the chat to vote in my poll that I'm going to put up. And if you're watching this after the fact, let me know in the comments if this video influenced your opinion on this at all.
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
All right, here it goes.
As Mama JF. This past June, Mama JF went missing. Currently, the Canadian Mounties are investigating her disappearance. The scuttlebutt around the web is that JF killed his longtime girlfriend. However, that is an ignorant assessment, and in this video, I will demonstrate that to be the case. I will prove that JF is actually highly unlikely as a suspect, and that in fact, his story as stated is almost certainly the real story. First, I propose that we carefully consider Mr. Garipi's sexual orientation. On the surface, he is a heterosexual. Indeed, much of his negative reputation owes to his purported improprieties with women. However, if you look deeper, you will notice a pattern which indicates that his true feelings are far different. At no point has Garipi explained what he finds attractive about a woman or why he thinks that way. Given how much he talks about sexuality and reproduction, this is a very strange omission. His cold, clinical talk about insemination comes across as detached and disinterested, the way that someone might talk about the physical features of a box or a shoe.
I love it.
I legitimately think that's a whole different issue there, bud.
So the first point he's going to make here is that JF is gay.
Right.
And he couldn't have committed this crime of passion because he has no passion for women. So
he's only interested in them for procreation, you know.
Yes,
he's not really interested in them for the bang, bang, bang.
His obsession with insemination and seemingly non-existent interest in sex for the sake of sex indicates that he lacks a physical attraction to women. We can also observe that he is always awkward when he is on camera or on screen with women.
We can say that JF is not picky. That's true. That's very true. Not picky at all.
Nope.
Women. He looks like he is actively acting and does not quite know how a heterosexual should behave. Mama JF, he acts like a paternal figure, whereas she is clearly smitten with him, for reasons that I cannot fathom. She is waxed on about how great he is, but Gary P. never reciprocated, preferring to bask in the praise.
Yeah, that is true. Like, he's not like, oh, Mama JF, you are sexy, I love you too. He's always kind of like, yes, she is a big fan of mine.
Like, yeah. That seems to be like the sole motivator for like his like sexual component to it, aside from procreation, is just that she's into him.
Yeah.
And like, that's it.
Yes.
Whereas she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, it is kind of weird.
Yeah. She's all right.
Gary P. has also claimed on multiple occasions to have other roommates who are programmers. We have never seen or heard them. If they exist, they are almost certainly male, given the complete and utter domination of that field by men. All of this leads to the inescapable conclusion that Gary P. is a homosexual. He keeps Mama JF and other women around to make white babies. Mama JF is also a useful beard. Gary
P. A useful beard!
P. is aware
Many are saying this. Many are saying this, yeah.
But the right wing is typically anti-gay and would not accept his true self.
True.
The upshot of all of this for the larger question of his guilt is that he is being accused of committing a crime of passion. There can be no crime of passion without passion. Jean-Francois Gary P. has at no point in his life demonstrated any sexual passion for women, only a reproductive drive which seems mechanical and forced.
This is
just like any
me.
Other gay man.
Yeah, that's
Gary
what I'm
P.
saying.
Would not murder a woman in a fit of passion, since women mean nothing to him and do not cause him to react emotionally.
Okay. Huh.
The second major factor.
I'm kind of getting on board with this,
man. Oh, this next one is great. The next one, he's going to lay out the case that JF couldn't even kill Mama JF if he wanted to, because he's such a small weakling, and Mama JF would just like beat the shit out of him easily.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Which works
I will
again.
Agree with that one.
JF being responsible for murdering or otherwise doing violence to Mama JF is the contrast in physical abilities between the two. Simply put, it beggars belief to claim that JF would have any meaningful chance in a fight against the physically superior Mama JF.
I'm agreeing with this 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Mama JF is a tall, fit, lanky woman.
Yeah.
She is known to stand at 5 feet, 10 inches tall, which is about the average height for a man. She weighs around 150 pounds, so she is slim, but we know from her infamous nude bike video that she is in good shape.
She is? Yeah, she's fit.
Her
she's
infamous fit. Nude bike video.
It is kind of infamous, and I didn't mind it at all.
JF can handle the cold, and she has a good deal of endurance. We also know from watching her in videos that she moves swiftly and smoothly, and that she has an abundance of energy.
Like a Kit
By
Kat.
Contrast, Gary P. is a substandard male, if we are being as polite as possible.
I'm so fucking convinced this dude's cracked the fucking code, my guy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Looking at various images of him with other people, it is very clear that he is short. Notice that he was eager to be a co-host to an Asian woman back when he had an Epstein-funded science show.
Back when he had an Epstein-funded science show.
This is because Asian women are one of the few demographics of people who are smaller than JF.
There are very few. There are very few.
He has also stated that he...
This is amazing, dude. Yeah, this is incredible.
Yep.
...would allow Asian women into his white ethnostate. This is, again, to throw off the average height stats and make him feel better about himself. There has never been a time when Gary P. provided images or video of himself standing next to Mama JF because he did not want it dwarfed by his consort.
True. Mr. Gary P. is weird to say consort, but whatever.
We've only seen a few videos of JF like standing next to somebody. There was that he interviewed that woman, and he was noticeably smaller.
Yeah, there's been a few here and there. The most infamous one is the Brittany Pettibone one. I'm gonna try and find that picture so I can send it to you too.
Okay.
5'4" tall or thereabouts, if my estimate is correct. Gary P. is also not a fit or athletic man. In addition to being vertically challenged, he is doughier than a Chicago-style pizza.
Incredible.
This has always been true, but it is becoming worse now that he is nearing 40. With his hairline in retreat and waistline advancing in all directions.
Wow.
With his hairline.
This is weirdly a better defense of JF than JF himself has given.
Right.
And it's wonderful.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
He is increasingly looking like Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito? That is a fake news.
He is not active. Gary P. rarely, if ever, leaves his home. When we see him move on camera, he is stiff and slow, looking like a 60-year-old man with arthritis.
What the hell?
Wow. Woo!
If you were to try
this
to
video,
murder...
Look, I'm going to be honest. This video fucking slaps, man. This
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
When we see him move on camera, he is stiff and slow, looking like a 60-year-old man with arthritis. If he were to try to murder Mama JF, he would not be strong enough to take her out with much ease. In a physical fight, say a cage fight, Mama JF would be the odds-on favorite for defeating Gary P. as she is stronger, has more reach, and vastly more stamina.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give that one to her. I mean, like, her, him, yeah. God, man, this is fucking crazy. This is making me think. This is making me think a lot more than I was comfortable with.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this sometimes will make you think here on DP, you know?
God That's... damn it.
It has been suggested that he may have shot her, but shooting people in the leg to get a kill is not terribly effective and might cause a physically superior person to attack.
Wow.
From a sheer physicality standpoint, JF Gary P. is a ridiculous candidate as a murderer unless he the victim is a cheap bottle of Moscato from Walmart.
A cheap bottle of Moscato.
Ooh, shit.
Next, let us consider JF Gary P.'s politics and why his beliefs actually make him highly unlikely to be a murderer of any kind, much less a domestic killer. Gary P. is a white nationalist, and this has drawn some negative attention from true crime investigators. He wants to build a white ethnostate somewhere in North America. The idea of an ethnostate is that it will be peaceful due to the harmony between people who have no differences to fight over. Gary P.'s ideal society is not one which would contain violence. His views are also libertarian in general, and libertarians are for free will. Gary P. has been very consistent about how he believes that people should be free to behave however they choose. While he has doubts about the wisdom of allowing complete freedom to women, he ultimately values freedom more than his feelings because he is a logical person. Any seemingly misogynistic attitudes that he has come from his homosexuality.
Look, we're not saying it. The video is saying it. And,
case closed.
The longer this goes on, the more I'm convinced.
Oh, he goes into it too, you'll see.
For Jean-François Gary P., only men and their ambitions matter because only men are sexually appealing. He knows that as a substandard male.
I just finished the last episode with Vosh and loved the muscule chick part. Jeff, Your opinions on Karlach from Baldur's Gate 3, a.k.a. the Tiefling Dami Mami.
Absolute fucking wife material. Good fucking lord. Smash me. Fucking crush me with your thighs like a watermelon. Ugh. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Also, if you're really interested in some material very similar to that, there's a model called Autumn Ivy, and she does an absolutely incredible Karlach cosplay, and it's pretty awesome because she's a power lifter too. So yeah, check that out.
Zone physical safety is enhanced by not calling for a society where physical force against women is allowed, since that would make fights between men more common. Another factor is that Gary P. is wealthy due to his crypto reserves, and he also has an advanced degree. Both of those things make him statistically unlikely to commit a crime, especially a violent crime. Lastly,
why?
They're claiming that statistically someone with an advanced degree and with a lot of money is statistically less likely to commit a violent crime. I don't know if that's true.
I think they're statistically more likely to get away with it. You know, okay. There's a whole trope of, like, you know, rich dudes having to like call their buddy to help them bury a dead hooker. You know, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Whatever.
I would like to talk about his French Canadian heritage. Gary P. is culturally Catholic, which means that he was trained to be passive aggressive rather than actively violent. Canadians as a whole are averse to violence. The French are famously awful fighters, and Gary P. clearly did not inherit the high-strung temperament of the French, which means that he most likely has rarely, if ever, demonstrated his subpar fighting skills. Side note, yeah. French Canadians should not be white supremacists. There may be plenty of white people with extraordinary characteristics, but the French Canadians are not one of those groups.
True.
They sound stupid when they talk, since they speak with awful accents in both French and English.
Yeah, dude. I'm with you on this one. Absolutely.
Mama JF is very typical of what French Canadians sound like and their usual level of cultural attainment. I don't want to disparage the lady in this video, but we need to keep it real about the people group she hails from. Also, if Gary P. really understood genetics, he would inseminate no one so as to pass on his short, French-Canadian genes, and if he felt the need to offer his seed, he would not allow a French-Canadian woman to be his vessel.
Jesus.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
The Canadians are only good at fighting in wars. However, they are infamous for committing war crimes.
True. Wow. Yeah, very true. Very, very true.
Yeah,
but there's the French Canadian part of that, you know? Like, it's a bad mix. It's a bad, bad mix. I don't know.
In conclusion,
look, I know. Damn.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the summation of my investigation into the Mama JF disappearance. The popular notion that JF Gary P. killed his consort needs to be shelved until such time as there is some actual reason to suspect him. First, as a clear homosexual, he could not have mustered the passion needed for a passion of crime, since women do not really matter to him. Second, in any kind of physical altercation, it is highly unlikely that Gary P. would prevail over Mama JF, given that she is physically superior to him in speed, strength, and stamina, the three most important physical attributes for winning a fight. Third, JF's political commitments, educational background, and racial heritage all make him less likely to be a murderer. If there are any other suspects, the Canadian Mounties would be wise to focus their resources on them.
Just a reminder, donations at $2, play that for 5 seconds, $12, 10 seconds, $22, 15 seconds, and so on, every 10 level.
All the way up into the Giga Chad 102. Which 102. That was amazing.
That was crazy.
Since there's almost no chance that JF Gary P. could or would murder Mama JF. You have been listening to H.J. Armstrong. Like, comment, and subscribe.
H.J. Armstrong, check him out.
Let me incredible know. Incredible job, H.J. Incredible job.
Comments
absolutely
down below.
No notes.
true crime cases you would like to see me cover next, as I will continue to work on these kinds of cases until such time as I have completed my historical theory book. Until next time.
Damn. All right, well, how compelling was that, audience? Like, did that change your mind on who whomst killed Mama JF? Because I got to be honest, he made some really good points. Some really, really good points. He's too gay. He's too short. He's too weak.
Yep.
He has no convictions enough towards women to want to kill a woman.
He's also genetically inferior is another claim. He's
true,
like,
true. Genetically inferior, right?
Yeah.
He said he was too libertarian, but that should just mean he wants to fuck a kid. So I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone, please like the stream if you haven't already. Giving the stream a like is very helpful. Did you notice YouTube added these like counters where it like counts up, like it counts up, like the numbers like go up as the number. Did you notice that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's on the, like, if you look at the likes or you look at the view numbers, when it counts up and down, it, like, animates it, like, counting
up.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, I will say, so all of those arguments, you know, about JF, and to really sum up my feelings on it is he absolutely killed his girlfriend and she's buried in the garden, allegedly.
I have no idea. I don't know at this point. Let's see what happens if she's found not alive, then we'll figure out like what's going on there. Or if she goes missing for a really, really, really long time. There's like missing presumed dead, but it has to be for like years.
JF strike me as an Astorian lover. Gail has high enough standards to want him, and he couldn't handle Carlock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised because 37% of the people that took the poll in the chat said it changed their opinion about the issue. That's a lot. Like, if people went in this with one opinion, and now they're like, hey, maybe JF is innocent. This was a compelling argument.
Oh, Brian, that would be amazing. What if this is all like fucking 15D chess to try and basically like it's negging JF and him being like, hang on. God damn it.
You gonna do it?
No, not that one. Well, obviously, I could do it if I wanted to. This piece of shit, it tried to tell me I'm too gay, too short, too Canadian, too libertarian. My genes are not good. But of course I could do it. I can prove it. I'll go dig up her body in the yard right now. Right? And like, and it's just like this long, like, you know, super hyperdimensional chess he's playing to get him to admit it. That would be amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Fucking A, dude. That'd be so good. Like, hit him right in the fucking pride, right? Like, JF, you couldn't kill him.
That's what they're doing. They're like, he's not a murderer because he's just not... He sucks so bad he couldn't even be a murderer.
He's a basically beta. What,
yeah.
Beta. JF's a beta. He couldn't kill Mama JF if he wanted to. What a beta bitch.
All right, yeah.
You know what? If you want to prove us wrong, JF, well, then prove us wrong. Prove us wrong. Prove to us that you could kill Mama JF. Prove it.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove it, motherfucker.
Pretty solid poll right there. I'm very satisfied with how the poll turned out. So thank you. Thank you guys.
This is legendary, yeah.
Here's a video from Eric July complaining about I guess like LGBT themed books do you remember Scholastic?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, here it is.
So I stumbled across this weird story that well represents...
Oh shit, forgot. Boom.
...represents modern day. As reported by ICV2, there are creators that are asking Scholastic to stop setting books aside. But we're not just talking any books. We're talking about the gay books. I've always wondered what the industry would...
Wait, why is the llama book gay?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about it.
Look like okay. without Scholastic and its connection with government and the school system, but that's beside the point. As reported by ICV2, the activists have a problem because LGBTQ plus whatever books are not included in the general collection. They've been in a separate collection for book fairs since the start of this year. Hilariously, Scholastic says they did this to get around certain regulations surrounding this type of material aimed at children.
I'm surprised he's not okay. wearing a tank top.
Yeah, me too. Also, why, motherfucker, why are you so greasy?
Yeah.
Why, what the fuck? Are you trying to jerry curl your fucking beard? The fuck is wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he must use like beard oil or something. I have no idea,
Eric,
but it looks like
a paper towel.
It looks like someone spritzed him with like a spray bottle before they did this.
Jesus Christ. Were you just like fucking taking hot loads of all the little bitch boys that like worship your dick? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's not presentable, motherfucker. Dab some fucking paper towels. Get some talcum powder on this shit. What the fuck? Also, like, okay, so, yeah, there's laws out there where you can't have them gay books, so Scholastic makes it into a different collection to try and circumvent it. All right, cool, good for them. That's awesome.
And did you see how he mentioned that it's, like, publicly subsidized Scholastic, and he kind of, like, put that out there? Because he's complaining. The government is pushing a gay agenda. With
Soul
your tax
for
dollars.
The shoulder curls. Yeah. Of course they are. Well, listen, I know for a fucking fact that the government is embracing the gay agenda. How the fuck do you think I pay my rent?
But as usual, you can't appease the mob. The director of the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund told ICV2 that this is the supplier side version of what's happening with librarians in Missouri and states like Texas. Scholastic
Missouri?
Is very dependent on schools. They want the funding, but so do the schools and the libraries. Scholastic is saying the purpose of this Share Every Story collection is to allow those running book fairs to opt out of the books that might be problematic for them. This whole setup is really a CYA so people don't get their funding pulled. But we've been conditioned so quickly.
Wait, hang on. But like at the same time, aren't you like part of the group that's all like whining and pissing and shitting their pants over like, well, we don't want any gay material around our kids. And so like, you know, this is them having to respond to it. Well, like you got what you wanted. So why are you freaking out? What the fuck is he? Why is a grown, greasy, dripping man making a video about kids books anyway? Like, what the fuck?
He's an alleged multimillionaire, too. So
to accept this as a norm, nobody is bothering to ask, why the hell are there so many gay books targeting these kids?
Targeting them!
Sure, absolutely.
In the first place, I'm reading through this article and there's all these books that are published through Scholastic that are hella weird. Again, these are targeting youngsters in schools. I'm not thinking, why are they separated from the main collection? I'm thinking, why?
Sounds good. Must be good. Like this dream.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Man, we're almost at 75% going in to our Saturday bonus show that we'll have the day after tomorrow. And Billy will be back and we'll be doing our usual stream. But, I mean, It's a really good position to be in going into Saturday where you're like already about 75% of the way in, and this stream isn't even halfway over yet. So who knows? Yeah. We might even meet the goal tonight. I don't know.
I'm all about good positions, man.
I owe it all to everyone involved. I need to give credit to everyone involved who had something to do with the Jared thing, like the getting the clip. And then giving me the idea to do the like 2/12/22/32 thing. Yeah, Seth Looks clipped it. I saw Teddy Rubskin share it. That was the first time I saw it. And then Magicus gave me the idea. Yeah, you're all heroes. You're all heroes. Thank you.
I'll fuck all of you.
Are there so many that there can even be its own collection? Granted, some of these include the weird race-based books as well, but the rest are just...
The weird race-based books.
Yay. How quickly things move.
So, I got a point to make here for Eric, because I know he watches these. Anytime somebody criticizes him, because he's such a fragile little bitch, he always watches these. Or he has, yep, like, one of his little minions that like to pepper his dick, fucking watch it. And,
exactly.
Look, it's real simple. It's real simple. So, there's a bunch of... gay books, okay? Don't read them. Don't read them. Why are you triggered? Why are you upset? Don't read them. It's as simple as that. This has nothing to do with you at all. Does he have kids?
I don't think so. I know he's married, but I don't think he has kids, no.
If you don't have any kids, you got nothing to fucking talk about. If you do have kids, then mind your own business and protect your
Eric
own fucking kids and leave everybody else alone.
He's got more oil on him than a Spartan preparing for death.
Me, yeah, man.
The lady doth POTUS too much. Look out for EJ's fabulous coming out announcement. took the time away from his pending lawsuit defense and whining about Dick Masterson and Riley to shit on the gays.
Yep.
Where of those clip is Eric?
Yep. Absolutely.
He's really against race swapping in comics and movies. He's really, really, really against it. And he's like, it insults black people to take.
I want to know why there are all these kids' books with animal characters targeting kids so they grow up to be furries.
Good point.
that's the real conspiracy.
But yeah, he says it's disrespectful to black people to take a white character and turn them black when you could just make a new black character instead of, like, changing a character that already existed. That's his weird... And he says that's the actual, like, racism. yeah, yes, yeah.
Well, you could do both.
Yeah.
Or neither, or whatever. Like, we could just let artists do whatever the fuck they want. Like, who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
I imagine he doesn't like Miles Morales.
Oh,
as,
no. They all do that. They all have this weird mantra that they repeat where they go, Miles Morales is Miles Morales. They all say it, all the Comicsgate people and their little cronies.
They won't say Spider-Man. Yeah. That's so fucking dumb.
It's so important.
It's a cult, dude. It is like straight up a cult.
Went from nobody wants to talk about sexuality with your kids to this isn't happening to yeah, it's happening and it's good that it is. And now we're at the point to where many of the activists feel you're the one impeding on their rights if you don't embrace all of their demands.
Okay, I really doubt most of these books that are like gay have anything to do with sex. Because like sex and sexuality are not necessarily the same thing, but also there's a way to talk about relationships without discussing whether or not they fuck, right? Like if you've really got a problem and you think it's sexual that a book has, like, I have two dads, because you think for some reason it implies that it's trying to teach children how to fuck butt, then, like, do you have a problem with them saying this is a mom and a dad because daddy fucking dicks down mommy every night? Like, come on, man. It's if you just think about it for half a fucking second and you're not such a little snowflake baby about it, like, who cares? It's so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the late 80s sitcom My Two Dads, but it wasn't but they weren't gay. They were heterosexual men that were just like roommates and one of them had a daughter. And that's all like
stuff.
All right, so that's the end of that video. We'll get to Sturges eventually here. I see Sturges has a crony and he's in our chat right now because Sturges is in the title. So Sturges has like one crony that like comes around when we and he's way cooler and smarter than Sturges. That's the funny thing. Like he's actually funny and like isn't a complete moron like Sturges. So I don't know.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing that like kind of bothers me about this. I am way bigger than Sturges and I've never had a fucking crony. I've never had any crony.
Yeah,
I've
you need to find one.
A groupie either.
I'll be your crony. Wait.
Will you be my crony?
Yeah.
No,
but
that's not
gonna
fucking work. No, not a groupie. Oh, some people have accused me of being your crony actually a couple of times.
Awesome.
I heard somebody once call me your hitman.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck
which is true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. You fucking mess with the bull, you get the horns, motherfucker.
Jeff,
yeah.
The Hitman Holiday.
That's right. That's right. You fuck with the wrong podcast.
Scholastic Books won't teach you how to put dick to butt. Everyone knows you go to Jeff for that.
Put dick right. to butt.
That's right.
Put
if you
dick to
learn,
butt.
Hey, look, I not only have an online course that'll teach you how to put dick to butt, but I've also got in-person learning. It's a little pricey, but I come with my own lube and various vibrating implements, one of which is just pull-started.
All right.
That's a deep cut.
We're going to check in with the Cobraverse before we kind of circle back to Sturges. I can only take Eric July. I can't do Eric July and then Sturges right after. I can't
That's
do it.
Fair. That's totally fair. I gotta pee. Start the Cobra and I'll jump back in.
Yeah. Do your thing.
Which Cobra is this?
I'll show you.
Okay.
I'm gonna do some promo stuff while you're gone. So everyone, just a quick reminder, immediately after tonight's show, we're gonna go do our monthly movie review. We're doing The Guyver 2 tonight. You can check it out. It's for $10 plus patrons. Feel free to go to our patreon.com/DP, or you can become a YouTube member. It's also available for YouTube members also. If you are interested in the origin story of JF on Drunken Peasants, I did. There is a compilation that covers like the first half of it. And I do have it linked in the chat right now. It's linked right there at the top of the chat. I would say go to that channel and subscribe. A lot of the really good classic DP content is posted there in compilation form. There's like 9 hour plus compilations that you can go there and watch the old stuff. Kind of like put in themed categories. And I highly recommend you check it out if you haven't already. Like, go subscribe to that channel and check out the videos that are over there. I personally recommend it. Everyone, please like the stream also. Liking the stream is great. We're going to check in on the Cobraverse, the new meads that he's making, which he just, like, the definition of what a mead is just completely different. In the Cobraverse, mead is not the same thing in that it is in the in reality. In the Cobraverse, it's I don't even know how to define it. So yeah, thank you for liking the stream. Thank you for subscribing. We got all these new subscribers. It always happens after we have Vosh on. We have a bunch of new subscribers. So that's amazing. All right, Jeff is back. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello,
go.
Hello, hello. All right.
So empty. Fill me up, Ben Pie Papa.
Here's a little bit of Cobra. And by the way, Cobra got a strike recently, too, so I think he's back to streaming on Facebook in the meantime.
We live on YouTube. What up? My internet box ain't working, so we're going to go live on the phone for a bit. Chilling out on a Sunday, Friday, weekend stream. My new album's done.
Can't wait. So he's got a new album. Man, he whips out those albums like it's no tomorrow. How many albums a year does Cobra put out? Like
he
three?
Does. Probably at least like three. His last one, the reggae album, was fucking amazing.
Yes.
Almost as good as Steven Seagal's reggae album.
The Punani?
The fans are going to love it.
The Punani.
Internet on my computer's not working. The internet box needs to be replaced. I got a technician coming to look at it on Sunday.
Internet box must be a technical term.
Indeed.
I love the commentary.
Yeah, they're incredible.
You're not even the real me.
So you do that.
He got monetarized again. He has his monetarization back again. So
good,
now he can get super chats and shit.
Yeah.
I fucking hate sickos. Thank you for your $2, fake King Cobra.
You're not the real
people
one. Come
impersonating on. Impersonating me on YouTube because they know I hate sickos. The computer's just fine, but the internet box needs to be replaced.
Ripperverse goalposts, you missed your opportunity. You're too late. We're not talking about Eric July anymore.
Yeah, we're done.
Why are you so obsessed with other people talking about Eric July? It seems like you're the one that's more obsessed.
No, I got it. This is a very important question, though. So we watched him talking about Scholastic. So you can this is important for you, Ripperverse goalposts. We just watched the video of him talking about Scholastic.
That's a cocktail cobra. No, that's a mead.
Huh?
FR. Dude, maybe realize how weird I look when I do autistic things like yelling at inanimate objects.
Look, so go and look at that video, Ripperverse Goalpost, and can you tell me why Eric is so fucking moist? Why is he so wet? I don't understand.
Like his beard is glistening.
Yeah, it's like dripping. It's soul glow. It's so fucking crazy, man.
Let your soul glow.
I wouldn't put tactical soap in mead. You don't drink it, you wear it.
You don't wear it. You're supposed to, like, wash with it. But
yeah.
But Cobra's like, I wear tactical soap. He, like, puts it on his clothes and shit.
Thanks, poopy cat.
It's like his cologne, basically.
For your $20.
You're
not
angle.
Doing it, but every bit does help, even if it's only a dollar. What?
It's that picture of him with, like, the dye all over his face.
Yeah.
I wipe my ass, dude. That's disgusting, smiley. Thank you for your $2.
Front to back?
Meat's looking good. I drank the basic banana one. I got a little bit of that left. The chocolate banana mead's looking good. I got it liquefied.
Ugh, chocolate banana mead. You know it's just going to be like a moldy mess. Someone has to stop him. This is his worst hobby ever.
It's, well, and I support his hobby.
More baby oil. Eric July or Dwayne Johnson.
Eric July.
Yes.
Eric July, hands
absolutely.
Down. Yeah. I support Cobra's this hobby. It's a good hobby to have. The problem is you just can't throw everything at the fucking wall and hope that it'll ferment. And
he doesn't wait long enough anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't wait long enough. You can do like raw fruit in mead or mead.
Dude, he's like crushing up chocolate chip cookies and shit and putting it in a mead now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's more likely that the chocolate chip cookies are safer to throw into it than like maybe the banana. But usually you don't want to use something like banana. You want to use something like berries, right? Like berries, raw berries inside of fruit making is actually pretty good. So
sure.
I don't know. But like there was something else that he put in that recently and it was pretty dangerous. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was really bad. Really, really gross. Like unsafe.
Cobra's looking like he's packed on a few. Oh, God. Every time that starts, I look to see if it's like a big one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
$52 for 30 seconds of it.
Whew.
We're so close to the goal. I think, like, we might even hit, like... 90% or something
tonight.
Wolf
thinks I'm cute. That's what's up.
Someone was like, Sniper Wolf thinks you're cute.
Oh, man.
Ain't gonna lie, Sniper Wolf's cute. I ain't gonna try nothing, though. You want a girlfriend? Get some tactical soap.
The irony! Just the irony of it all. Like, the whole, like...
God damn it. Cobra JSF.
God damn it.
Yeah, he's an affiliate of Tactical Soap.
Yes.
And he says it helps you find a girlfriend, but he hasn't had a girlfriend in like more than half a decade now.
Yeah, but I mean like
I'm just saying it's ironic, that's all. Like
it's kind of ironic, but you know, like you got to stand at least a little bit for Cobra because like yeah, he's still dreaming. He's still dreaming big. Yeah, I ain't got no hate for him. You know?
I don't have hate for him. I'm just saying it's kind of funny. Like, Because it,
you know,
if anything, he would be living proof that it doesn't do that. Like, I don't know.
I mean, you just got to be patient, Tubes. You know what it is. That's
wear tactical
soap.
You just
gotta
be
wear
patient.
Tactical soap. The girls at the bar will be like, dang, he smells good. Yeah, that gothic vampire.
There it is.
Ooh.
I'm going to smoke you. And there we are. We're at 85%, almost 86%. This is amazing. Who'd have thunk?
Unlimited power. Listen, I want to say thank you to Jared Genesis for making this happen.
I know. It's amazing.
Go out and socialize at the bar.
Tactical soap made me infertile.
Bars, oh, no. If you're old enough. But you not have a girlfriend? I haven't had a girlfriend in almost 6 years. Because my YouTube trolls love to scare off chicks that I like. I don't care where my dry spell ends. Ending sickos is more important.
How's that going?
$70.
They're almost ended. He's making some progress.
In my donation, that's pretty sweet. This is the banana wine I made with two packets of 1118 yeast and a shit ton of sugar, a little bit of distilled filtered water, and some like freshly chopped up bananas.
Oh! Each packet, 5 gallon. So he's using way too much yeast, right?
Not really. Like, it doesn't really matter if you use more yeast than it calls for. It's just not going to do anything. It's only going to do so much. That's really all it comes down to. You know, it's not going to really turbocharge it. He thinks it's going to help, but it's not going to.
People are saying a lot of the juices he uses, they're not like, there's only like 10% real juice and the rest is like, you know, artificial flavoring and preservatives and shit like that. And because of that, fermentation can be difficult.
Okay. So what you want to do when you're making something fermented,
Papa Josh
is
better looking than a real life Josh.
Right. No, for sure. There's a lot of different types of yeast, which is why the bread yeast really doesn't work. It's not a yeast that really produces the right amount of CO2 for what you're putting in.
He's been using wine yeast, like actual winemaker yeast.
I think the 1118 that he's using is actually like a champagne yeast, which is very, very high alcohol, which is why when people are like, you only left it in for 2 weeks, it's probably not alcoholic. It probably is alcoholic because like champagne.
What percentage would you say?
Well,
he only waits like 2 weeks.
Maybe like 7 or 8%, you know?
He doesn't
maybe.
He says 2 weeks, but it's actually like 10 days.
Well, the majority of your fermentation is going to happen within the first 2 to 3 weeks. So like it's going to get up there a bit.
He didn't even make it 2 weeks, though. I don't know. Yeah.
But the main thing, though, like when it comes to fermentation is you want to have a yeast that you're giving it the stuff that it wants to eat so that it will produce that alcohol and just fart out a bunch of the CO2. And like that's how you know it's working. You should be using the balloons, first of all. But the other thing, too, is like when you make. Because this is hooch. He's making hooch. He says it's mead, but it's hooch.
It looks so gross.
It's not great. Because even if you're using all the right stuff, and say you even wait like 4 weeks, it's still hooch. To really get it to not taste like shit, you have to bottle it. You have to strain it, bottle it, and then fucking let it sit for like a month or two. Otherwise, it's going to taste like dog shit. I guarantee
it
you,
looks like
he doesn't. He does not like the taste of it. He says he does. He does not like the taste of it. It tastes fucking bad.
He was on Crystal Roberts' stream like a month ago, and he did like a taste test of it, and you could see the look on his face. Like it did not look like he liked it at all. But he was like, "That's delicious," you know. So
it's bad.
Making 1118 yeast is great for making your own wines. Sickos are horrible, inhuman pieces of shit who do sick, disgusting things to other humans in the name of self-gratification. I fucking hate sickos more than I love Ozzy Osbourne and Cobras.
Dude, Ozzy Osbourne is doing a podcast, and it has video, and Ozzy's not looking too good. Like, he has Parkinson's pretty bad. I don't know how Cobra's going to handle the loss of Ozzy, but it's, like, not too far away, like, unfortunately.
You Maybe
know?
That would be the start of, like, Conspiracobes. That'd be great, where he's like,
the Illuminati killed Ozzy. Oh, okay.
No. Ozzy Osbourne's not dead. He went undercover, so the sickos couldn't get him, but he's going to come back, kind of like JFK Jr., and we're going to get the Ozzy drops. It's Owen on, you know? I don't know. Yeah. That'd be great, but probably not. I take so much effort.
I love making my own homemade wine. I hate sickos more than pretty much anything, dude. My troll's obsession with me will be their downfall. Thanks, Jay, for your $20.
This is such a weird angle. I'm used to him just sitting in the chair, but now he's got this like worm's eye view.
Well, look, when your internet box goes down, Sigma Male Grind Set means you just pick up your phone and you fucking do it, dude. Fucking do it.
It's Ellen Knight.
I left Ellen the fuck.
Stop buying my mom's drugs. There's none left for me. Oh my god,
that's pretty funny.
Hello, the only ones that are stalking her are my YouTube trolls.
No,
I don't go over to Walt and Angie's unless I'm invited. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
You couldn't handle that I was friends with Ellen Knight, so you had to scare her off. My shoulder losers who can't get laid.
Fair.
So your fantastical soap wouldn't be able to even help my YouTube trolls get laid, and they're pissed about it. So it's like, that's because their obsession with Cobra rules their life. Because where I'm sitting right now, I've got like 200 fucking plus dollars.
I'm just
sitting here streaming.
For now.
I just woke up, so my day has...
In a way, the YouTube revenue is going to be a good thing for Cobes because he can't, like, spend it right away. It'll build up and pay out once a month. So he'll get it as a lump sum instead of him just, like, getting the money and, like, immediately spending it on something. It'll have to build.
I'll co-sign on that one. And the thing, too... is can I just say I'm kind of jealous of Cobes?
How? In what way?
Because like Cobes will just like irresponsibly get a shit ton of DoorDash, you know, and
yes.
Like on all YouTube I'm $400 in the red, and then he does one fucking stream and then like he's out of the red and he's like ordering food and shit. Like,
immediately, that's part of the reason I'm saying
Cobra does like the Boglum juice, but his Asperger's / autism doesn't let him make the correct face of joy, and that's just his how he reacts when enjoying something.
That's just your opinion, bud.
Capable of truly
that's just like your opinion or whatever, you know?
So, yeah, we're almost there. I said we'd make 90% this stream, and we're like 2% away.
You guys are maniacs. What the fuck, man?
This has been a very productive week. It's pretty great, and I appreciate all of you. I appreciate every single one of you, everyone.
That's great. Dude, all I can think of is, like, if I could get money like fucking Cobra, dude, I'd own so many guns.
Oh, God. Does he look like a frog? There's a little bit of a frog quality to him, a little bit.
Yeah. Him started a little quaffed in the frog attitude.
And the nice thing about tactical soap, it's all natural. It doesn't have any harsh chemicals. It doesn't lower your testosterone.
Most people wake up and have coffee. Then there's Cobes, who eats a bar of tactical soap and downs a gallon of slop mead.
Or any of that nasty shit. It's all natural, cold cut, pheromone infused, pressed soap. Or help it smell good for the ladies when you're at the club or at the bar.
No.
If you're going to impersonate Ellen Knight on my YouTube, you're going to get blocked. My trolls need fucking help.
Get blocked, troll.
Get blocked, fucker.
I don't gotta impersonate chicks that my trolls know on their live streams just to fuck with them. I'm already...
Well, you don't know any of them,
inside their head, dude.
True. That's true, yeah. That's true.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Made almost $300.
He does. He is kind of carp-like, too. And this is not a good angle for him at all. He should... I don't know if it's, like, laying down on a table or something.
I was just going live.
He's got the reverse MySpace angle going on.
Yeah, the MySpace angle used to be really high.
Yeah.
That's a flat... Yes, a high angle is usually more flattering than a low angle.
Okay, I'm not even doing it right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, or some shit like that. Yeah. You got to get the cleavage, you know, suck it in a little bit. That's, yeah.
A plane there. I do not need money, but if you it is appreciated if you donate. Money is like sex. It's not a need, it's a want.
Sure.
I mean, outside of, like, basic things like bills and groceries, you really don't need it.
Well, those are essentials. Well, groceries
I'm not
are.
Talking because I'm just reading chat.
Kind of important.
Yeah.
Will you sell the hump with ladies to sell a video? Not sure what that even means. Been live for a while now.
Swell Shank says, I'm looking svelte. I have lost 25 pounds in the last 2.5 months. So it's going pretty well so far. I came up with a plan and it's working. Which
I have
promising.
Lost and then found 15 pounds in the past 3 months. So, yep. I'm a man of balance.
Ready? Puff is doing good. Catch you later.
All right. I do have more Cobra stuff, but what else do we got?
I can't fucking wait.
Did you hear about...
We do...
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I was going to say, did you see the thing where Trump was in court and he got mad and threw a hissy fit and, like, left?
I heard that happened. I didn't see video of him leaving, but I think I saw him talking to the reporters afterwards, but he was really quick. It was really, really quick, and I didn't commit it to memory at all, so I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
All right, let's see.
But we begin with the Trump fraud trial in Lower Manhattan. Good to have you with us. I'm Adam Cooperstein.
And I'm Gilma Avalos. Today, the former president was fined $10,000 for comments that he made outside court.
And he, he was fined $10,000 because he violated the gag order on
long
him.
Long after that, this happened. Trump unexpectedly left the courtroom and then told cameras the judge should end the trial immediately. News 4's Erica Byfield is outside the courthouse tonight with the latest on the drama. Erica?
So they're like, we're fining you because you're not supposed to be talking about this shit. And then he leaves court and, like, talks about it some more.
Well, yeah, well, okay. So to be fair, what he violated as far as the gag order was that he made a post, I think it was on Truth Social, that was disparaging to some of the people involved in the case, and that was against the gag order. Like him, what he says outside the courtroom, I don't think that's against the gag order necessarily. So I don't think he's like just doing it again. But there is something really fascinating that happens with this. But first, I want to hear from this absolute goddess, Erica. Hello. Hi.
So much drama today inside this courthouse here upstairs, actually on the third floor, Adam. Since we last saw you at 4 o'clock, Michael Cohen actually came down these steps. He testified. He was on the stand yesterday and today. He told us just over here to my left that he was not intimidated when he was standing there in front of Donald Trump. And
There are so many. There's another lawyer that's taking a plea deal, too. It's not looking good because a lot of the people that, worked for him that he stabbed in the back are all coming out to kind of come at it. Like Cohen was one of the first ones, you know?
Yeah, I think, and this is the New York case, if I'm not mistaken. And this is all about him inflating his worth. But the Georgia case.
Yeah, this isn't a criminal case. This is a civil case right here.
Right. This is the civil case, which also could really royally fuck him over. But then the Georgia case, which is all about the fraud, three or maybe four in that RICO charge have already pled guilty and taken plea deals. And that is,
they're going to testify against him.
They are all going to testify against him because that's what RICO is for. RICO is for basically pressuring all of the people.
Organized crime.
Turn on the boss. To go up against organized fucking crime, which obviously, you know, and that's hilarious. It's pretty fucking wild. Do they play what he says, though?
Hopefully, let's see.
He was going through his testimony, yeah. But again, you mentioned probably the biggest thing that happened today was when Donald Trump took the stand, and then moments later when he stormed out of the courtroom. Take a look. Here's video of him today about 3 o'clock this afternoon when he stood up and left the courtroom without any notice to anyone. His Secret Service is tailing right after him. It happened after the judge denied a request by the defense for a directed verdict. That means an immediate verdict in this case following Michael Cohen's testimony. So the bigger question is, why did Trump take the stand today? It happened because of an alleged gag order violation in this case, which says that Trump cannot say anything about the judge's staff. During a break this morning, Donald Trump came out into the hallway and he said this. Listen.
Here we go.
This judge is a very partisan. The audio sucks, but he's saying this judge is a very partisan judge.
Right.
With a person who's very partisan sitting alongside of him.
With a person who's very partisan sitting alongside of him.
Ooh, maybe he is violating the gag order.
Yes, he is right now.
Wow.
Even much more partisan than he is.
What everyone is latching.
This is where he gets mad and like storms out. This is everyone's talking about this.
Is that comment that he made about someone sitting next to the judge? The defense says that Trump was talking about the judge and Cohen. The judge did not agree with that. He thought that Trump was talking about himself and his clerk, a woman who sits next to him up there on the bench. The judge afterwards decided to fine President Trump $10,000, and he told him that he was, quote, not credible. After court, so much again has happened today. As I mentioned earlier, Michael Cohen was on the stand, and he was peppered with a lot of questions. So after court today, he came down and spoke to us, as did A.G. James. Listen.
He's got the wrong guy to intimidate. As you've seen, I haven't stopped since I don't know how many years now, and I won't until, as I said, accountability is had.
It's also important to know that Michael Cohen is not the main witness. His evidence has been corroborated by...
Okay, so she's the New York Attorney General. He went after her early on when the charges were filed. Did. By the way...
He was being nasty about it, too.
You notice, like, how in the Northeast, they're having, like, warm weather. See how it says 70 degrees? Those fuckers, like... I checked where my parents live, and it was like 80 degrees there today. It's crazy.
Oh, it's fucking freezing over here now, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Symbol Country says, according to my investigations, it was not about True Social. He left an article up on his own website bad-mouthing some of the judge's staff. Thank you, Symbol Country. I think you're right. I wasn't sure. So thank you for that, buddy.
Thank you.
Evidence. Enough evidence to fill the courtroom. And so I look forward again...
So this case actually that was brought by the state is about the allegation that President Trump has used financial statements to overinflate his assets. And Donald Trump obviously was in this courthouse to witness everything that's been happening. This is a case that's going to go on, they suspect, until at least December. But obviously, Michael Cohen taking the stand was a big moment in this case. And everybody was waiting to see how that interaction played out. So we saw that drama, and we saw the drama involving Trump himself today. Reporting live, Erica Byfield, News 4, New York.
All right. So something that's interesting about this is because I read a little bit into this earlier, I guess yesterday or something. And Michael Cohen takes a stand and they ask him the question, like, did Trump directly ask you to inflate these numbers? And Michael Cohen said, not that I can recall. At which point, which sounds like he's saying something that's good for Trump, at which point Trump and his staff, Trump jumps up and is like, there we go, and runs out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's gonna end the trial. Like that was it. He runs out. Secret Service are running after him because they have no idea that he was going to leave. His lawyers are like, "What the fuck?
This is
over."
And
he runs outside, and he goes and he talks to the press and he says, "Just admitted that I didn't do anything and that the case is over and the judge should immediately like close the case." But he wasn't there for the next question, which was effectively like, was it insinuated? In which case it was, yes, it was insinuated. And then he further elaborated, like a mob boss tells you to do something or there will be consequences. So fucking funny, dude. Absolutely crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, Jesus. That is pretty crazy. Yeah, I hope a few of these criminal trials get televised because that's going to be great content.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be great
like
content to watch on the show and talk about it. Especially if he ends up on the stand. I don't know if he doesn't.
My God.
He doesn't have to testify in his own criminal trial. That's like part of our rights, but he could. Like he could.
Dude,
he could choose to.
If I ever get to see Trump, like, put on fucking trial, like, and he's at the witness stand and he looks pressed, I'm just going to cum my brains out. It's going to be so good. So good. You're like, oh, Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, bitch, he sucks. Fuck that guy. Fuck that dude. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Let's... Actually,
shooting hot ropes of hate Trump hatred.
I'm going to do a quick bathroom run, so I'll put you full screen while I do it.
Sweet, fantastic. What's going on, everybody? I got this little fucking, I don't know if it's a zit or whatever, but I'm just going to make everybody look at it because I've been obsessed with it, and now you will be too. You see that fucking thing? It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Anyway, how's everybody doing? How you feeling? I have been, you want it to be closer? Is it cancer? It might be cancer. You're all internet doctors, right? So look, is that cancer? Is that fucking cancer? Is that face cancer? Should I piss on it? I should probably pee on it. Pee cures everything, right? Cures everything. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your lives, but my life lately has been pretty fucking baller. Super AIDS. Probably super AIDS. Probably super AIDS. Cheech, you're going to roll through Eugene soon? Yeah, dude, fucking hit me up. Hit me up in Discord with a DM or some shit, and we'll hang out. Longstanding fan of the show, Cheech. And I randomly met on the coast of Oregon, and we hung the fuck out for a couple of nights. It was great. It's a really cool dude. Take my shirt off. No. Nah. This isn't my stream. If it was my stream and the tips are going to me, bet your ass I'd take my shirt off. Will I be your new father figure? I was this whole time. I was this whole time. And can I just tell you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Everything you've accomplished, all the things that you've gone, that you have managed to achieve, all of the stuff that's happened in your life that dragged you down, knocked you down, and
holiday.
Made you feel like less
Celebrate.
Of a person.
Holiday!
I just want to let you know that you overcame that, and you're still here. And I see you. And I love you.
That's so sweet, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's this there's this crazy cult in Canada where this woman who's the leader of it claims to be the Queen of Canada.
Oh, Ramona?
Let's see.
What used to be a school is now home
She's Asian.
To a cult.
She's crazy.
Self-proclaimed Queen of Canada, Romana Didulo, is known
Romana.
As a far-right QAnon
yes!
conspiracy theorist.
Yes!
Didulo
yes!
and some of her followers call themselves the Kingdom of Canada. The group arrived in Richmond on September
Richmond.
15th. They've been staying at the former school, invited by the property owner. Locals say they're nervous about the cult's extreme belief and behavior and the potential impact...
But they got a swing set?
...on children there.
Like, Ramona, or whatever the fuck her name is, she's, like, literally called for executions and shit. She is a fucking batshit insane woman.
Well, now she
Holy
has
fuck.
A compound, you know?
Yeah.
And they're QAnon-based?
I've been trying to buy a compound for years! You know, I'm going to claim to be the goddamn emperor of the United States. It worked for a man named Norton. I should do it again, too.
You should be,
that way some motherfucker will give me a compound.
You should be emperor of Cascadia.
Ooh, yeah. Emperor of Cascadia.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Where's my compound? Where's my concubines? Let's fucking do this shit.
On September 24th, the village held a protest outside the school, calling for the cult to leave. Then this week, Didulo's followers emailed a threatening letter to
That's where,
letter
that's
to
where Mama JF is. Dude, yes. Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Administration.
Wow.
saying if it didn't follow the decrees of the Queen, they would face judgment, and if found guilty of crimes against humanity or treason, you will face publicly broadcast executions upon yourselves and undeserved devastation upon your children, grandchildren, and families.
Amazing.
The mayor says residents are on edge.
People are just staying in their houses more, and their heads are on 360. They're swiveling, whatever. Like it's, and that's what it should be. But it shouldn't be for the kids. Shouldn't be for families. It's just something that our small community in Richmond, our great community, should not have this.
An expert who studied DiDullo and her followers says the threats should be taken seriously. So does the mayor.
We should not ignore it. We don't know what their intentions are. We don't know how seriously any one of her followers take it. And we do know that she has true believers.
What
oh,
does
yeah.
happen
Absolutely.
If something does happen to a kid?
God.
And then everybody says, oh, maybe we should have did something. And that's too late then.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, we got
Excuse
hacked.
Excuse me?
Mama Excuse- JF?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
I tried to call you on the internet.
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Mama JF.
Good. I just wanted to take a moment to talk with you.
Okay.
I listen, last time I talked, I was with some friends. Okay. I didn't change my background, so that don't look at my background.
Okay.
But lately, I made a new friend. I found the queen. She's very nice. She's good. I do lots of cooking for her. She's very good. So listen, I just want you to know that if you see me in the news, that I might be doing a suicide bombing.
Oh, no. No, don't do that, Mama JF. Don't do that.
No?
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Just camp in the wilderness. Be a survivalist.
I don't know how to be okay anymore. First JF killed me, then I crashed my paraglider in Gaza, and then now I'm in this cult. I don't know what to do.
I maybe just stay there at this point. That's probably the best at this point. Just stay. You can become the queen of Canada eventually.
How do I do that?
You gotta usurp
do I have
the power.
To kill her?
No, probably not that. Just win the hearts and minds of the people.
I think I could take her. I know I'm a man.
Yeah, did you see that video that we watched earlier that said you could have beat up JF easily?
That's true. I could. Anytime. One time, he come at me with a pair of chairs, and I beat him with the baguette.
You bit him with a baguette?
I bit him with the baguette. Very hard on the face. Oh. He cried. I gotta go.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by.
That's strange.
Yeah. We our calls get hacked all the time.
It is really weird.
The Ministry of Justice is discussing the situation.
I most certainly will provide, I think, the community some advice and some options on how they can, ultimately protect the serenity of their community. And the government would support that.
We're monitoring very closely the commentaries, the activities of the group, to gauge whether
Minori
or not...
Does Minori as Empress of Cascadia have access to the concubines as well? It will include muscular chicks, twinks, femboys, and heavy metal trannies.
No.
What?
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that far. I just, listen, I like to think about my own pleasure first. I don't know, maybe. Because I'm not going deep in this lore right now, man.
Yeah. There's aspects of criminality with respect to their activities.
RCMP say they are increasing their presence in the village. They also say they're investigating the threats of public execution.
Okay.
Laura Sharpaletti, CBC News, Regina.
Wow.
Incredible. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff.
Check out this. Ohio couple providing pro-Nazi homeschool material to parents.
Wait, what?
Tonight, multiple online news sources are reporting that an Ohio couple is supplying Nazi-approved material for homeschooling. The couple from Upper Sandusky goes
Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Yeah, I know where that is. That's a really small town.
Online named the Saxons.
NBC4's Caleb Michael joins us now. He spent the day learning more about that material. And Caleb, this is not something that just happened overnight, right?
No, Jared, it was not. Multiple articles say the Saxons have been developing the material for
the Saxons
years. They have more than 2,000 online subscribers who apparently were very interested in it.
Oh, no, I know what this is. I know what this is. Oh, my God. Oh, dude. No,
what?
So there was was either John Oliver or it was some more news. Somebody was talking about homeschooling. Maybe I want to say it was last week tonight with John Oliver. This has been going on for a few years. This is a homeschool curriculum that is being sold explicitly how to teach your children to be a good Nazi.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Hitler Youth, basically. It's Hitler Youth training. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking bananas.
Details are emerging tonight about an online channel called Dissident Homeschool, where group members can download what's described as Nazi-approved material. The channel already has more than 2,000 subscribers. According to Yahoo News, it includes ready-made lesson plans authored by the Saxons on various subjects like Confederate General Robert E. Lee and Martin Luther King Jr., who they say is the antithesis of our civilization and our people.
Okay, and I want to take this moment as a teachable moment to point something out to if anybody's watching this, used to say some of that shit that's like, well, you know, the real Nazis, you're not really around, blah, 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 blah. Over 2,000 fucking subscribers. Now, you might be comfortable with the idea that there are 2,000 batshit fucking couples out there willing to teach their kids on how to become Nazis. I'm not. The amount of Nazis that, like, people that subscribe to this that I'm comfortable with is fucking zero. That's how much I'm comfortable with. Any more than that number, zero, I think is fucked up. Like, actually fucked up. Blame Ohio for everyone. Everything. Yeah, probably most of them are from Ohio. Yeah, more than likely.
By the way, as an aside, Michigan
or Idaho,
Michigan, you know, the University of Michigan Wolverines football team is now being investigated for violating the rules. They kind of did the thing that the Patriots did, where they were accused of recording the other team's sidelines and learning their signs for play calling, which
did
is...
Did you notice that anytime I say something bad about Ohio, suddenly you're like, did you know this fucked up thing Michigan did?
Oh, that's what made me think about it, because I'm like, fuck Michigan.
I know, dude, I know. I just think it's funny. I don't know, it's not really a thing. I just think it's fascinating.
It also includes things like printouts, so students can learn to write Adolf Hitler quotes in cursive and tips to
in cursive. Adolf Hitler quotes in cursive
media content.
Yeah, classic.
I spoke with Ohio Board of Education member.
State University is located in Upper Sandusky. Also, I didn't know quartering was selling homeschool curriculums now.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania State University wouldn't be in Ohio, though, right? Why would that be in Ohio?
I will say, if anybody ever gets a wild idea to try and, like, covertly email Jeremy to see if he'd be, and pretend like they're trying to get him to do a sponsorship to, like, promote dissident homeschooling,
like, yeah,
I would really love to see what he says. That would be incredible. Oh, it was a Jerry Sandusky joke. Oh, yeah, that one went right over my head. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I get it now. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Teresa Fetter today, who says...
There's an Upper Sandusky, and then there's Sandusky, both in Ohio. And the weird thing is that Upper Sandusky is south of Sandusky. But it's called Upper Sandusky for some reason.
Instances like these need to be addressed.
Somebody who's homeschooling, what is the expectation that they are checking in with the school districts that their kids are in for the curriculum they're teaching within their home?
Very little accountability. So that needs to be taken a look at as far as public policy. And, you know, they want their freedoms, but they also our loud tax dollars.
State Democrats say there is no meaningful review of homeschooling curriculum in Ohio law. State lawmakers are now considering Senate Bill 1. It's an education bill that would give more responsibility to parents and less to superintendents regarding homeschooling in Ohio. But those on the left are...
Homeschooling, I don't know. I'm not, like, the biggest fan of it. It seems to pump out a lot of people who aren't properly prepared for the world. But I'm sure, obviously, there's positive cases of it. It just seems like an overall negative thing.
They're calling for more oversight. One Yahoo News article says, Mrs. Saxon one day wrote, quote,
Germany has no... There's a handful of countries worldwide where homeschooling is illegal. Under most circumstances.
You know what I don't like about homeschooling? Is the same problem I have largely with this whole notion of parental rights, which I think is kind of fucked up. Like, there's this idea that, like, if you homeschool kids, the kids are automatically going to be better off. But we always miss out on one of the most key important factors, which is most of the time parents suck.
Yeah, there's a lot of parents that aren't qualified to be teachers.
Right. Well, and that, like we're also glossing over the fact that, like, a large percentage of parents are bad people. Like, they're bad people, you know? Like, you're raised with, like, religion shoved down your fucking throat.
Yeah.
Or they're abusive, either emotionally, physically, like, whatever. Like, there's a lot of bad fucking people in the world. And so this idea that, like, ooh, homeschool, you're just totally fine. We shouldn't have any regulation with homeschool is fucked up. It's fucked up. And it's, of course, all state-dependent, so it's worse in some states than others.
Like, in Germany, it's completely illegal. There's no homeschooling in Germany. And there's, like, a handful of countries around the world where... Yeah, so, like, okay, I believe in, like, exceptions. Like, if, like, physically disabled, you know, like, disabled people that have to be homeschooled, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
I just think, like, Christian nut jobs that, like... Like, the education is mostly religious-based and doesn't teach their children anything that they should actually learn, that they would learn in, like, a regular school. I think I don't think that should be allowed.
Well, and so you know how I feel about anti-vaxxers. I fucking hate anti-vaxxers. But at the same time, like, you know, we do have rules of freedom in this country, and it's your right to not get vaccinated. And as much as, like, I think that's irresponsible and fucked up, it's still your right. And so if you're not going to vaccinate your kids, I think that you should have to homeschool them. But that doesn't mean that you should just have carte blanche to abuse your fucking kids. There should be, like, you should have regular checkups. There should be, like, state mandated people to be like, is a kid getting fucked up? Kid's not fucked up? Okay, cool. You know, like, I think that's fair. And, like, the argument against it is not about the kids. It's not. It's not like, because what's the argument? Like, oh, you don't want to know if a kid's okay? So that's not the argument. The argument they have is like, well, I'm a parent and they're my property. And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up. It is insane. So, yeah, dude, we have like at least three people in the chat. They were like, I was homeschooled and it fucked me up. Homeschooling fucked me up. But homeschooling was bad, you know? And, like, I get it. I get it, man. And that's the thing is, but there are, I think this one was actually the Some More News. They were talking about how there's, like, a massive political lobby that's all about parental rights and about homeschooling. And they, or maybe it was John Oliver again, I don't fucking know, that do not allow for any legislation to be passed to protect kids from parental abuse. And that's fucking crazy, dude.
You know, when I was in the sixth grade, I was injured really badly, and I was homeschooled for the majority of that year so that I didn't have to fall behind in school. And the public, even though I didn't even go to public schools, in this situation, a tutor was provided by the public school system to help me, like, stay, like, caught up, which was kind of cool. I don't know how long they do that. Like, if they, I'm not even sure how that worked, but I just remember happening.
When the lockdown happened for a good 4 or 5 months or something like that, the school sent an iPad for my kid.
Yeah.
And for, I think it was like 4.5 or 5 hours, because I've worked from home for a long time doing this internet e-celeb bullshit. So I have like no schedule. So for 4.5, 5 hours a day, it was a teleconference with me and my kid with a teacher's assistant going through the lessons. And I fucking loved it. It was great. It was great to be a part of that. But it wasn't just me and the kid. There was like an actual direction. And I think that that's something that can happen. The kids do miss out on like socialization. They miss out on PE, miss out on like a lot of stuff. But that's at least better than just like homeschooling. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And some days I kind of missed doing that with my kid. It was really sweet. It was really cool to like help him learn, you know, rather than just use school as like, okay, well, he's learning, so I can like have my private time to make videos or whatever. So yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah,
was
that
weird.
Must have been a weird experience for everybody, you know, like suddenly not being able to go to school. School's not even an option at that point. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah, it was strange. It was really, it was a hard adjustment, for sure. I'm lucky because where I live, we actually do have pretty good, decent schools. So we probably had access to a lot more resources than a lot of people did. So yeah, it is what it is. I'm very thankful for that for sure.
Let's check in with Sturges. Let's see what Sturges has been up to.
Let's do it. Where's his buddy? Where's the Sturges stooge?
Oh, Poop Donkey. He left. I don't know if he left before I mentioned him or if me mentioning him made him leave, but he was here for a minute.
Oh, Poop Donkey.
Poop Donkey. Yeah.
Poop Donkey.
Hello, everyone. I'm Renown Zero, and we are back again talking about some more Ripperverse Attractor news. Basically,
Sturges recently, because he calls us the Fats. He refers to me and Billy as the Fats. But oh. Sturges is a doughboy in of himself. Like, we've seen him with his shirt off. He's got, like, poofy, like, doughboy nipples and that kind of shit, and titties in a shelf gut, and all
so
that
am I,
shit.
Am I like a Chad alpha male compared to Sturges?
Yeah, Sturges is probably also, like, 5'6" or something like that. I saw him.
No hate to my short kings.
I saw a picture of him standing next to Gina Carano, and Gina Carano was like noticeably taller than him.
Hmm.
So yeah.
How tall is Gina?
Probably like 5'9".
Tall is Gina Carano.
I think she's like
5'8". She's 5'8". Damn, man.
Now it's Whippaverse goalposts. That's your opinion, bud. You know what he does here? He advertises. He said the other day on Twitter that we only make like, he was like, oh, Drunken Peasants, they only make like $50 a week, because he's looking at he's looking at the Social Blade estimate of how much we make and like picking like the lowest end of the estimate, which the estimate's usually like a really like broad estimate. But yeah. It's just funny, like, that he tries to own us on shit that I don't even like, whatever, you're so wrong about it, and I don't care, you know,
it's really not a big thing. Why is he shilling other people's merch though?
I don't know, he's not getting paid to do it. He's just such a fucking fanboy of this shit that he advertises it in his content.
Still out here doing the same old nonsense, making his little bunny call do his bidding, seems to be grasping at straws at this point, just kind of looking for any little thing he can somehow get a gotcha or an own.
Talking about Dick Masterson. They call him Buster Baxter, which I guess is the bunny character from Arthur. But Dick Masterson thinks it's funny and has owned the whole bunny thing. And now all the Dick Masterson fans post bunny emojis everywhere.
July.
There you go.
Kind of weird that this guy,
like, giving him a nickname is not going to do anything to him.
It's really not. I mean, yeah, of all the people in the world, like, trying to take down Dick Masterson with like a fucking clever little nickname, it's not gonna do it, dude. It's not gonna work.
Also talk about how other people are weirdly obsessed with things. Meanwhile, he's weirdly obsessed with Eric July. Like, it's something.
You're obsessed with Eric July. It's funny because, like, Ripperverse Goalpost, the real Ripperverse Goalpost, was in here earlier, and they're like, he's like, why are you obsessed with Eric July? It's like, no, you're obsessed with Eric July. That's why you feel the need to defend everything he says and come at anyone who says anything bad about him. The obsession is you.
I just want to know why he's so fucking moist, man. What the fuck?
It's kind of weird. Like ex-girlfriend type of situation. He's the woman in this situation.
He's the woman in this situation.
He has a parody book about men.
What? Poop Donkey, is he streaming now? Does he want us to come to his stream? Is that what you're saying?
Is he really? Who is?
Sturgis is streaming. That's why Poop Donkey. So, like, Sturgis has Poop Donkey watch what we do just in case we decide to, like, go to his stream. So, okay. Poop Donkey has to sit here and watch what we do to make sure that we're not, like, going to his stream,
I guess. But here's the problem, though, is, like, if I search for Sturgis on YouTube, I can't find him.
He doesn't go by the name Sturgis, but he's starting to, like, respond to it because he knows that that's what everyone calls him. It's renowned Z-well. So it's renowned and then zero spelled Z3E0.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I typed that in and it doesn't come up either.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
He's buried in the algorithm.
So we're going to start off here, like always, with the Riververse merch. Got your Riververse Comics hoodie. You got your short boxes, posters, cover D, shirts.
I think hats. I spelled it wrong anyway because I'm just like, I'm trying to it's a really bad name. It's a really bad name because it's like hard to remember. And when you search it, it doesn't. He should just change his name to Sturgis.
He should.
Okay, so he's probably streaming on Twitch right now. Let's see. He's on Twitch. It's
renowned.
So it's. Oh, yeah. He is streaming on Twitch right now. It's RENOWNEDZ3R0.
Okay. All right, let's see if I can figure this shit out. Oh, no. Is he mad? Is he mad on the internet?
I mean, he gets mad.
On the internet. Yeah.
He pretends like he's not mad.
Oh, yeah. Poop Donkey says they're talking about you now. Ah! Just the YouTube. They might be coming here. Oh, no. He's got 7 viewers. Oh, no.
Man, that's like 7 Sturgis! Times more than he usually has.
Sturgis. Has he ever been on the show?
No, he's too afraid.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Why not, man? I'd love to talk to Sturgis. I want to know why he's so obsessed with this guy. Like, what's the point? That's the thing, too, is like, sure, this what he does, it's pathetic. But at the same time, I want to know why he does it. I'm fascinated by it. And like, not from a mean place, but because like, I just don't understand.
You know what's so hilarious, too?
Huh.
Sturgis always brings up Social Blade to like own us. He'll be like, oh, you got this many subscribers, we only get this many views. He always grades himself on a curve to where like he can do like a 5-hour stream and only get like 150 views, but that's good for him because he has X amount of subscribers.
Right.
And that's what he does. But this is hilarious. Here's Social Blade. This is Eric July's Social Blade right now. A D-. Negative 1.6 million views because he's privating a bunch of videos because this lawsuit is heating up right now.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of views that went negative, so he probably privated a bunch of videos. And he's not growing, bud. He's getting negative every month now for the last two months. He's getting negative.
I can't say much. My shit's been on a downward
trajectory. No. I can't. No, the only reason I'm pointing this out is because fucking Sturgis does this every time. He brings up Social Blade.
He's always bringing Social Blade. Yeah. That's fine.
And he's like, what
whatever.
Did that get you? If we cover one of his videos, he'll go to Social Blade and say the reason why numbers are going down or whatever for us is because we're covering him and we look so bad when we cover him that people are unsubscribing. It's just complete brain dead nonsense from a chubby goof.
Sure, et cetera, absolutely. Et
cetera. The short box, I believe, has less than 120 left, and then they would no longer be printed. Moving on over to Blade Devil 2, as always.
So this is another crowdfunded indie comic that he's He's been shilling for free for months now.
Promoting this book, like I said, every single video involving comics-related news with Ripperverse. I highly recommend this. I've gotten all the covers, all four covers. The fourth cover, which is the limited summer wraparound cover, is no longer available. Has been available for a month now. It was only available for a couple of weeks up until the fall started. And I believe the book is 90 to 95% completed. As of 60 days, when, you know, the start of the 60 days, when they put this campaign up, and it was shipping shortly after it's completed. Got some great
I'll say the same thing that I said about Isom, and I mean this too. If you legitimately like the art and you like the storytelling and you want to support it, I don't have a fucking problem with it. People being able to find a way to monetize their art, even though Eric July doesn't draw Isom, so whatever. Like, if you find a way to monetize your art and people organically like it, that's cool. Sturgis, I've got no problem with it.
A hoo-ah! He's a hoo-ah! He's a filthy hoo-ah!
But that's not what the Comicsgate Ripperverse people do. They are, I just got banned from I never made a comment!
Yeah, that's what he does.
I didn't make a comment, banned me.
Yeah, that's what they do. They look to see who's in the chat, and if they know you're so-and-so, they'll just preemptively ban you. It's really sad. He's not going to be growing, bud. He's not going to be growing at this rate.
Are you fucking kidding me? I can't even. I didn't say shit. I was like watching the chat.
He's been doing that. He's been doing that for months now. He's playing Mario Party right now.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Holliday. That's who I am. I was just checking out to see what was going on, man. He was playing Mario Party. I've got no problem with it. Like, again, man, I have no distinct problem with Sturgis, except for the fact that, like, he's so antagonistic, and I want to know why. I want to understand why people are so into Ripperverse.
He's just really dumb.
Because Ripperverse and the Comicsgate thing is all predicated not on really appreciating the art of the comics. It's on being antagonistic towards the thing.
Yeah.
And it feels culty to me. And so I want to learn more. Like, I'd love to talk to one of these dudes and just, like, pick their brain about what compels them to hate something so much they
Poop
will
Donkey
fall for an obvious grift. It's weird.
Poop Donkey banned you.
You banned me, Poop Donkey?
Wow, what a piece of shit. Poop Donkey. Dude, see, I never ban you. You guys are so sensitive over there. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Like, why be the, like, the little goblin for Sturgis? He's weird.
Yeah.
Be my little goblin. I'm way cooler. I'm way fucking cooler. Way more chill. Be my little, like, little minion goblin. Like, I'll feed you treats. It'll be great. I talk to women.
Feed you treats.
I could introduce you to some. It'd be great.
By the way, I also want to put this out there. I'm going to drop it in the chat right now. Drunken Peasants has a calendar so that you can tell, like, what day the show is on and what time and who the guests are and all of that info, when the private shows are, when the movie reviews are, everything. It's all on this calendar, and I update it as needed. I just dropped it right there in the chat. Egghead throwing shade at Poop Donkey.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're going to be my goblin? Listen, I'm hiring for goblins right now. We'll have a whole little goblin army. It's going to be amazing.
Great art here.
By which I mean,
from the book.
He just said he doesn't need to be introduced to women. So either he already knows a bunch of women, or he's not interested in meeting women. One or the other.
Do if you're a mod for Sturgis, I also know some hot guys, so that's fine too. That's totally fine too. I don't judge, man. I don't give a fuck. It's cool.
We have no problem with you being into guys either. We don't have
a problem with you being here, but for some reason, like, you banned me from some dude's tiny Twitch chat that has no viewers. Like, why would you do that? That's so weird. You obviously do have a problem. Like, something about whatever you're involved in right now has warped your brain. It's strange, man. Like, why do that? It's so bananas.
You get 69 pages of story, two supplemental stories, one here and one here.
Whatever.
He's peddling waifu pillows here. Like, he's not even getting he's not even getting paid for this.
You have a selection of covers. Cover A, you'll get a trading card. Cover B, you'll get a trading card. Cover C, you'll get a trading card.
Yeah.
Huh. Ooh,
we're at 95% of the goal. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Man. Like, amazing. I said, this is the limited summer wraparound cover, which is basically a cover that goes all around the entire book. This will be the front. This part will be the back. No longer available, but you would have gotten yourself a Barrel Shota card, which is a character from this book. You would have gotten a rain card.
Some people might, like, they might say some stuff like, well, you know, this is very waifu, you're kind of pathetic. But, like, I bought the Marvel swimsuit edition.
I remember that back in the day.
Yeah, back in the 90s and shit. Like, I bought that. I don't give a fuck. I, you know, having hot people on comics, it doesn't bother me at all.
Free launch,
totally
which
fine.
I did. And you back a physical perk. You can get things like mouse pads, waifu pillows. If that's what your heart desires.
Is that what Sturge's heart desires?
Print and a foil cover.
Dude, don't do this unless someone pays you to do it. Like, I would never be, like, straight up shilling, unless it was, like a close personal friend or something like that.
Can we get a count on, like, how much of this video was just shilling for other people's shit?
Almost a quarter of it was just
that's
shilling.
That's how long? Like, what's a count? What's a time count?
This video's 15 minutes long. And that was almost 3 minutes right there.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Jesus Christ. Alright, anyway, let's hear his actual content.
With Air July. Livestream, I believe, yesterday, because it says October 23rd. This is actually today. So today he had this interview, 11 AM Eastern. Of course, talking to Air July. If you're interviewing him and all that good
Poop
stuff.
Poop Donkey, you know he's not that bright though, right? Like, come on. He is definitely below average intelligence.
It's very embarrassing.
Yes.
But of course, you have to have the bunny cult, of course, doing what the bunny cult does, which is go to any place where Air July is.
The irony of you calling anybody else a cult member is hilarious. Because you're
kind of weird.
Yeah, you're definitely a cult member. Like, you call them, they have a word for people who don't like ISOM. They call them detractors. It's like Scientology rhetoric. It's
right.
So
well,
weird.
I mean, like, I'm not going to disparage somebody being like, well, you know, people like Dick Masterson are a cult or some shit. Like, there's some people who are culty about anything, about fucking anything. But, like, if you're in one of those things, don't call somebody else's a cult, too. Like, that just seems ridiculous.
Besides,
you know?
Essentially attempt to troll, and
it's
if you
working
see the comment section here, that's all it is, right? I've read ISOM 1 and 2. This is something completely different. The guy saying they read ISOM 1 and 2.
I haven't read ISOM 2. I'd like to get my hands on it to do a review of it.
Same. I'll ask my guy and see if I can get a copy.
We have Vito versus Goalpost. I'm still watching. Does Blaine say what his favorite part of ISOM is? It's such an asinine question at this point.
Why? Why? I've never heard you answer it. If you've answered it, then you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a dumb question. I've already answered this. But you've never once articulated what your favorite part of ISOM is. It shouldn't be such a difficult question.
Is his name Blaine?
Who? Sturges?
I'm still watching. Does Blaine say what his favorite part? Oh, okay. That's not Sturgis's name.
No,
it?
No.
Okay. That would be too much. That would be way too much.
That it's basically bot talk. It's NPC talk at this point because this is literally all they ask. And when people give them their favorite part, they don't actually care.
What's your
they
favorite part then,
NPCs
Sturgis?
As they are. Let's talk warehouse and warehouse related things.
It's hard to even name a part of it because there's no like discernible act one, act two, act three. There's no actual story, and you don't learn anything about any of the characters.
Well, I can only judge from ISOM 1. Maybe it's kind of like Star Trek Next Generation. The first season, not that great. Maybe it improves after that.
A lot of the first season of the Next Generation was leftover scripts from the original series.
True, very true. And honestly, they were still pretty fucking great.
Yeah, yes.
Also,
yes.
The original series is some of the best Trek ever.
I like how Poop Donkey stays willfully ignorant of all the ISOM shit because he has to, like, appease Sturges for them to still be buddies. But I guarantee you, if Poop Donkey went to Sturges and was like, you know what, I think ISOM kind of sucks, there'd be trouble in paradise over there.
Oh, true. Also, I'm still banned, even though I never said one thing in that dude's
That's
chat.
What they do. That's lame, how dude. They roll. Yet he comes it's over very, here, and I've never banned him.
It's cowardly.
Emojis.
Oh, yeah. Hells bunny only. Emojis. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, buddy.
Jeez, bunny emojis. It's just all nonsense. Okay, so nothing is happening.
It's nonsense because you started calling Dick Masterson a rabbit, and they just owned it. They were never like, no, I don't look like that weird cartoon character. No, they were just like, all right, I guess I'm a bunny now. Whatever.
Yep.
He's drawn out because their story plan is simple, and he needs to stretch it out to last 10+ years. Well, yeah, because he's building an entire universe. He's not just building one character.
An entire universe.
But
yeah, no one actually. Actually, he's building an entire universe, okay? He is masterfully creating, like, God, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
He makes it sound so grandiose, you know?
It's just a fucking comic book, man. It's just a goddamn comic book.
Oh, it's $42. Go!
Dude, we hit 100% tonight. That's fucking awesome, man. Love it. Love it.
It's going to go for a while, too.
Thank fucking God, man. I would rather listen to Jared giggling.
Strange New Worlds.
Or Sturges.
I just started Lower Decks and it's pretty good.
I've watched a couple of Strange New Worlds.
F off because they're not going to deal with any crazy Q crap.
I'm going to give the new... Because you know there's going to be a new Enterprise created with Seven of Nine as the captain, and they're going to have the young Picard as a character on it. I'll give it a shot and see how it... I don't like a lot of the characters from Picard that are being carried over, but give it a shot.
I will give it a shot. That comment was about Lower Decks, which I've seen a lot of it. I still don't really like it, but I don't hate it, but I don't really like it. But I will say, Strange New Worlds is fucking great.
It's great. I like the way it's shot and everything, and it's pretty sweet. I'm just so tired of, like, prequels. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I want new stuff that's
trash.
Good. I want new
Discovery
stuff.
I totally agree. Discovery was trash, and the fact that Stranger Worlds comes from it makes me upset, but it is still really fucking good,
sure,
man.
It's good.
Ansem Mount is fucking awesome. He's a great captain.
I liked the movies, too, like the movies they put out like 10, 15 years ago. I liked those also, but those were also like prequels or like reboot, like new timeline reboots and shit. With just old characters that they were resurrecting and repackaging. You know.
No, I mean, I get it. It's just, I don't know. I'm really not big into Lower Decks because if I'm gonna watch the animation style of Rick and Morty, I'm just gonna watch Rick and Morty. You know. That's how I feel about it.
Oh my God!
Someone
just sent me. ISOM 2.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I have it.
Asking
you shall
receive. Punching?
I don't
want to.
I. You know what? On the next post show,
review ISOM 2.
Yes. At least half of it.
Oh man! Wait! Hang on. The Ripaverse Ethic. This comic book company was not created at random. I've been rooted in the culture of American comic books since I was a youngster, and being a creative in the industry was always a dream of mine. But the unfortunate state of the industry gave me the push that I needed to give it a shot at such a young age. We've seen what works and what we've certainly seen what not to do. Ripaverse Comics is the product of a comic book guy that still believes in the magic of the culture. That being said, we are guided by a set of principles that remain as stable as country. Respect the customer, canon and continuity, comprehensive timeline. This is self-indulgent fucking
it
nonsense.
It is. Absolutely. That's all it is. By the way, Egghead did a message. This is the ghost of Egghead. Jeff, you have been ducking me. I'm stuck in purgatory. It's dark and wet. I want an answer from you. See, he wants to challenge you for your commissioner ship at the next pay-per-view, which will be sometime next month. So
do I get to decide whether that happens or not?
Yeah. I mean, we can discuss it. But we should probably do that another time, but we'll figure it out because I want to...
I'm just going to say no.
Whoa.
Now what? What are you going
to
do?
I guess we'll have to look. I guess we'll have to see what it's all about. Definitely.
Consult the rule book. See if I, like, where exactly, you know, and whomst and how and where it can go. But what if I just say no? No.
What if he
not died? Because I'm afraid of being challenged, but because I think Egghead would be a terrible commissioner. He's a great contender. He's a great contender. He's a legendary contender. I have massive respect for Egghead in every way. I love Egghead. I'm the biggest Egghead stan, and I always have been, and I always will be. Except, do I think Egg is going to come to the commissionership with a lot to give? Do I think that he's going to provide for actual Mania more than I do, which is literally nothing? No, I think it's going to be about the same, which is why I'm going to say no. No. We need a contender. We need a contender that is actually going to make a promise that he can keep, unlike me. And I don't think Egghead's that guy. I don't think so. So I think Egghead should just stop trying to put daggers in my back, walk his ass back over to the street, and jump on to the next championship and challenging somebody for a cringerweight championship or a tag team or whatever. He's going to force me to accept the challenge? How's he going to do that? How is he even going to do that? Red, you know, but here's the thing. Red, honest Red, total piece of shit. Total piece of shit. But I think he could actually do something with the commissionership. I do. I do. I like Egg. I don't like Red. I think Red's an asshole. But I would accept a challenge from Honest Red. I won't accept it from Egg. I won't. I'm sorry. And it's not me turning heel, man. It's not. It's just, this isn't the way it's done. It's not the way it's done, man. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a dick, but it is what it is.
Theory: Kirk spares Khan in space seed because he cares for Lon.
Yeah, I would confirm that actually. Yeah, no, I think that's a very solid theory for sure. Absolutely.
Quick reminder to everyone, after tonight's episode, which is probably going to wrap in like 10 minutes here, we're going to go watch The Guyver Part 2.
Because we've seen Kirk in TOS just straight up murk motherfuckers, but he doesn't murk Khan. And because now we got this like retro kind of thing with Kirk and La'an and all that kind of, yeah, it makes kind of a lot of sense. That makes a lot of fucking sense. That's crazy. Yeah, that's good, dude. That's really good.
Research. Sorry, anyway. Anything they like to complain about, they just go with the flow, stick with the cult, have no other diversity of thought in their brain, and this is all they ever say. So more live chat, more. Did the Ripper team write that fluff piece for you? So apparently, because you have your own opinion, that sounds good.
That's just your opinion, bud.
I guess praise is Eric July. It's a fluff piece.
I like how Poop Donkey enjoys watching our streams more than Sturge's streams.
He's that Eric wrote for you. So you're saying that Blaine got paid?
By the way, no matter what now, Poop Donkey, Sturge's is objectively fatter than me. Like, I have lost a lot of weight, and no matter what, I think he was fatter than me before, but now, like, no matter what, he is, like, literally fatter than me. Like, he's packing a couple chins underneath that long beard of his.
To say what he said about Eric?
Still banned. Why am I still banned, man?
factual fallacy, inaccuracy.
I didn't care who's fat until I had someone fatter than me keep calling me fat.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I don't normally do that. I'm not normally like, oh, you're fat, therefore you're dumb.
For starters, quote, you don't have to buy my comic out of spite.
Yeah, I know you don't care, but he does a lot. He's a dumbass.
Yeah.
His entire campaign.
Most people don't care. Like, I'm not like, ha, you're fat, I don't have to listen to you. He literally does that. I haven't heard that kind of shit since I was, like, in the fourth grade or something.
From day one was culture war propaganda. Your credibility is wearing thin. No, it wasn't. His entire campaign from day one was not culture war propaganda, you moron. His entire campaign from day one is saying bringing back the fun and entertainment of what comic books used to be without having propaganda, without having the
nonsense
and the preaching down to you. The book essentially.
This is the fucking Ripperverse thing that's so fucking dumb. There are great fucking comic titles out there right now.
Yeah.
Right now that they can enjoy. There are a lot of them that are a lot of fun and really fucking cool that they could enjoy. That's not what they're upset about. What they're upset about is that not all of them are fun for them. It is the most whiny baby bitch made fucking argument. I can't even begin to wrap my head around how much of a weak soy boy motherfucker you have to be that, well, not all, every comic book is made for me. What absolute weakness, what shameful cuckoldry does it take to be such a soy, absolute flabbergastingly weak piece of shit that you're like, well, this isn't appealing to my every fucking fantasy. It's so dumb, dude. There are all sorts of comics you can enjoy right now. Why are you complaining? Why are you so soft, so fragile? And why is Eric July so motherfucking wet?
Why? Sturgis doesn't appear to be glistening like Eric July.
Oh, no, he's dry. He's dry as a bone,
he's
man.
He's dry, bud.
He's preaching down and talking down.
He needs to moisturize.
He's like, I don't like it when you talk down to us. It's like, go to Sturgis' Twitter. All he does is talk down to people all day.
To the customer, to the fan of a character. Garbage. Isom isn't a good comic. I don't know why people freak out. That's your opinion.
He's a living meme.
We got Frog great. Boy, of course. Isom is a bad comic, and you should feel bad.
Of course.
Again, your opinion.
That's your opinion. That is not a good comeback, by the way. That's your opinion.
Just like your opinion, bro. Whatever,
no one cares
bro.
About your opinion.
If you don't care, hold on. You care about his opinion. That's why you're reading it and reacting to it. How can you say that?
Someone who
Sturgis,
likes the book.
Sturgis is like Jared, but if he took like if he grew a beard and he was on a shit ton of downers.
That's part
less
of it.
Entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Jared, in my opinion, is smarter than Sturgis. We actually did like a Sturgis versus Jared show and the people voted.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And Jared is smarter than Sturgis.
Yep.
That is fucking sad, dude. Yep. That is sad.
Give a crap with someone
Wait,
else.
Ripper, oh, no way. Ripper versus Goalpost already clipped my rant. No way, dude. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, make sure
oh
you retweet
God.
It.
Bro, take a shot every time he gasped for breath talking. Eric the Frog and Sturgis.
We'd be dead. We'd be dead.
I gotta fucking find this shit, dude. I gotta find this. This is gonna be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He does this shit all the time.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's usually clipped, like, very deceptively, too.
Sure.
But yeah, but now you're on the detractor list now.
The detractor.
Opinion is. They still don't get it. These weirdos still don't get it. They never will. They just never will get it, but I'm going to continue to call it out, as always. Says he doesn't create random characters, but creates random characters. It's so basic. Yeah, because he didn't put out these things called document cards that kind of further explains the characters and what they do. Still not a good writer, Eric. Another comment from...
Yeah, he put out an extra thing for you to purchase so that you can learn the lore.
Here, because we're live, I haven't watched like the how he clipped it, so I just sent it to you on Discord. I want to see this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious, man. I'm so curious.
Hold on, I'll grab it in a second here.
Why don't I stop being a twackdaw? I know, man. I know. Yeah. I got quipped. Oh, no, I got quipped, everybody. I got quipped.
Ha, looks like I'm in the clip, too.
Yeah. We're both in it, which means Eric's going to see it, and that's great. Fuck that bitch.
As far as I'm aware, Eric has told these people to kind of, like, not signal boost detractors. So I sometimes wonder, like, why they still do it. But, hey, content's content, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I remember...
That's fucking great.
I remember it was, like... It was Rikeda, like, told Ripperverse Goalpost that he's detrimental to Eric July's movement. So let's see. What do we got here? Let's see what they say here.
It's bothering to ask, why the hell are there so many gay books targeting these kids?
Targeting them! Bravo! You got
no shit.
First place. I'm reading through this article and there's all these books that are published through Scholastic that are hella weird. Again, these are targeting youngsters in schools.
I got a point to make here for Eric, because I know he watches these. Anytime somebody criticizes him because he's such a fragile little bitch, he always watches these. Or he has like one of his little minions that like to pepper his dick, fucking watch it.
Exactly.
Look, it's real simple. So,
yeah, the clips always make us look good, and Billy has this theory that Ripperverse Goalpost is actually just like a troll that tricks Eric July's dumb fans into thinking that they're on their side, when in reality they're just a troll, like actually trying to make Eric July look bad.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a bunch of gay books, okay? Don't read them. Why are you triggered? Why are you upset? Don't read them. It's as simple as that. This has nothing to do with you at all. Does he have kids?
I don't think so. I know he's married, but I don't think he has kids, no.
If you don't have any kids, you got nothing to fucking talk about. If you do have kids, then mind your own business and protect your
Eric
own fucking kids.
He's a what?
Leave everybody else alone.
He's got more.
Oh, I was like...
Honestly...
Bothering to ask...
Honestly, that, I'm not gonna lie, like, that legitimately
it
is,
made
like,
us look
a good clip for me.
Targeting them! And I'm in there with the targeting them! I love it!
That's fucking awesome, man. That's great!
The same Vito-verse goalpost, because trying to copy Ripper-verse goalpost, so basically taking something that's not an original idea. A pocket dimension still an alternate dimension. You're nitpicking. Very good interview. Please remove the trolls and bots. Usual trolls from Masters and Group have come to the comment section. Yeah, because that's what they do. They're like, they're basically a cult. It's a cult. Was Elijah removed from play?
I'm not in a cult. You're in a cult.
Back. Then, of course, you got more bunny emojis at the bottom. I commented on this.
Not the bunny emojis.
This whole comment section is just full of weirdo haters and detractors. And, of course, the first comment I get is a bunny emoji, because that's exactly what this is. It's freaking cultist weirdos.
No, you're the guys that started the bunny shit.
It's so weird. It's so dumb, man.
It's weird. It's like Massa tells you what to do and you go do it.
Whoa, okay.
Wow. Whoa.
It's corny. Still talking about Eric. Grasping at straws. See, he's even typing it. He's even quote tweeting it.
Bunny's in the chat.
How does he not understand that, like, now he's the butt of the joke? How does he not get this?
Because he's dumb.
And he's very fucking dumb.
Yeah. Talk about fans are supposed to be classy, right? You're saying they're not classy. All they're doing is giving their opinion. Saying the largest video Bible school on Earth with a whopping 3.5K subs.
This is like your opinion.
This loser is suing Eric July because he created a successful superhero comic that happens to have the name Isom, named after Eric's family, history, a black man, right? Oh, he called him a loser. Wow. So unclassy. Coming from the side of people that show up to private warehouses and go to people.
This is fucking pathetic, dude. Yes. This is absolutely fucking pathetic.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't understand.
He's all butthurt about that guy Riley going to Eric July's warehouse and taping some bunny stickers to the window. And money. He taped money, too.
This is really fucking weird, man. How would I rate Sturgis's beard? Shameful. Shameful. It's absolutely fucking disgusting. It's gross.
This is graveyard.
He needs some of that soul glow.
Desecrate them.
Yeah, you know, why isn't it? Take a hint from your fucking dear leader and grease up your beard, man.
Say that in a tweet. It says you'll never find the evidence. We don't talk about that, though. It's the same one. Bunnies are banned. Tombstones in chat.
Huh?
It's like, you're a weirdo, dude.
See, he has no arguments, too. He's just like, this guy's a weirdo, or that's just his opinion. That's his main response to most of what the people say.
Okay. Listen, okay. I hate to use this argument, but I really honestly have to. While Sturgis spends his day, all fucking day, constantly just aping for a random dude who doesn't give a fuck about him in their weirdo comic book fucking fandom, Dick Masterson is slaying puss and making money. Like, I don't know how else to point this out to you. You can think he's a weird guy, but he's got money and he's got fucking women. And he's popular.
So salty.
Yeah, he's saying you're salty over his beard. Poop Donkey's gonna relay our messages, I guess.
Is he? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I never thought my beard would make someone so salty.
I'm not salty, but I just think his beard sucks. Somebody asked. Otherwise, I didn't give a fuck.
I just sent you a DM, OG, if you're still in chat.
Oh, yeah? Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's
He's really relaying like everything I say in his. Oh my god, man! Are you serious? How shameful!
Yes.
How absolutely fucking pathetic! This is so funny.
My beard is glorious.
full
of life.
Your beard is crusty and full of cum, my guy. I'm sorry,
Eric July no. Spooge.
Yeah. It's full of the spooge. The spoozum.
Oh, he's in your DMs now, Poop Donkey. What's he saying?
Is he? Oh, man. Yeah. What's he saying?
See, you see Brittany Karina in the chat?
I love my own beard.
Oh, hey, what's up, Brittany?
Brittany Karina in Sturge's chat, that was the girl he was, like, having, like, he was, like, sexting with her, and he accidentally leaked his own DMs.
First it was, I'm fat. Now it's, I'm...
Oh, no.
My beard.
You are fat.
Dude, nobody... Oh, I don't give a fuck if he's fat.
I don't either.
I don't care if he's fat.
I don't either. He calls me fat when he's clearly fatter than me.
Everything
it's ridiculous.
Right.
I'm interested in this.
That's his level of delusion.
He should just come and talk to us, man. Let's hang out.
Nice try, though.
Let's hang out. Let's watch Jared content together. Come on, man.
Oh, you can't. No, others can't keep up with your superstardom.
Here we go.
You can try.
Here comes the R. Kelly clips eventually here.
You'll just get dealt with accordingly.
Dealt with accordingly. That's something Eric July says all the time.
He'll get dealt with
accordingly.
Run for the sun.
Accordingly.
For the Green Hills.
Yeah, we dealt with it accordingly.
And eat chili dogs.
Chili dogs? What?
Run for I'm
trying to understand what the fucking point of all this is. Anyway. Because, like nothing he does is going to make the detractors go away.
If anyone wants to visit him and say hi on our behalf, it's right there. It's right there in the chat. I'm supporting smaller creators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where'd he go?
Oh, shit.
What did he just mess up his stream? Look at that. There you go, buddy.
There you go, Bubba. Come on, Pop Pop. Is that Yoda?
Is that Yoda? Is that Yoda?
We're not harassing him. I, honestly, I
how
I
is this
up,
harassment?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I just want to have a conversation with this guy.
Oh, he won't do it. He'll run. He'll run and claim you're the coward. So look how many viewers I've helped him get. He's getting all the ad revenue from all of the new viewers.
We're helping him.
He should be thanking me. You're welcome. Yeah. Tell him I said you're welcome.
Yeah, dude. Listen, we are all about helping out the smaller creators. Oh, man. Is he playing Peach?
You got it, bud.
I don't have that band thing on. Hold up. Oh, are you going to help him be a coward a little more, Poop Donkey?
Are you gonna ban? You gonna ban all of us that are watching in incognito mode? Like, I'm sorry, man. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up, Daughter Archive? How you doing?
His fake laugh.
Oh, I know. I know.
If you would do for attention, yeah. Like I said, it will be dealt with accordingly, and I'll just sit up here and laugh.
Dealt with accordingly.
You'd be dealt with accordingly. That's literally right out of Eric July's vocabulary.
What's Sturgis gonna do? How's he gonna deal with us accordingly?
He's not.
Is he gonna ban our incognito window?
I don't know. I don't know what he thinks he can do.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Muffin Man
shit.
Just got deleted. People's stuff is getting deleted now.
Oh no.
Damn,
dude.
Sturgis.
Damn. We're falling by the wayside. All of our brave Kekistani warriors taking L's.
We'll be dealt
right
with accordingly, bud.
You got dealt with accordingly, my brave soldiers. I got banned for saying that I'm Jeff's husband. Nice, dude.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
So, in a couple minutes here, we're about to go watch our monthly movie review. You guys can join.
Yeah. Fuck this pussy.
Yeah, he is pretty... he's something else. He's an interesting character.
Just everybody leaves so his like watcher number drops down to like single digits again.
I am We Now Zero. Hello.
I don't okay.
Whatever, man. And like I don't give a fuck about numbers either, but like he does. And that's the thing too. And we don't care if somebody's fat, but he does.
Yeah.
We don't care, dude. We don't give a fuck. We're here to have a good time. And, people just gotta stop taking things so fucking seriously.
Yeah, Sturgis would be a much more enjoyable guy if he would just loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, just have some fun with it.
He looks very, very angry, and I don't know, it's just off-putting.
Yeah, well, he's gotta learn that, like, if you're gonna get into this kind of beef... There's nothing wrong with getting in this kind of beef if you know where you're getting into, but you have to be playful and you have to like engage with it in a funny and engaging way. But if you just get into this idea like, hey, I'm going to win or something, you have not been on the internet long enough. It does not work that way and it will never work that way. I'm sorry. So I don't know, man. That's weird.
Yes. It's something else.
Zero, just like his viewer count. That's good. That's pretty good. Pretty dope. I like that.
I've gone there and it said one viewer, and I'm like, am I his only viewer right now? I don't know.
I will habitually, and I do this actually all the fucking time, I'll go to Twitch and I'll find random people streaming that have zero views, and I'll just watch them just so they have somebody watching them. And sometimes you find some really interesting people. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So in a minute here, we're going to end this stream and we're going to go to our Patreon monthly movie live reaction. We're going to be watching The Guyver 2. We watched the first one last month. So we're doing the second one this month all together. If you want to follow us, it helps support the show a lot. And you get some cool content. The last night's actual mania was great. Lots of surprises. So you don't want to miss that. We're going to start doing more frequent post shows coming up here. So just get ready for it and check the calendar. DrunkenPeasants.com/calendar will show you our schedule and everything that we have planned. So,
and hey, this Sunday, I only do one big live show a month because I'm not nearly as cool as Drunken Peasants. But this Sunday, I'm doing the Wingnut Roundup. Yep. Come and hang out with me.
Check it out. Check it out this coming Sunday. All right.
I'm going to spit in Egghead's mouth.
Ugh. All right. On that note, we are going to go do this show. Please sign up and help support the show and hang out with us while we watch The Guyver 2. And we will see all of you on Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.
My house was swatted roughly 4 times 5 years ago. My dad takes ECP. If you pay my dad $5, he takes his shirt off. But I think it's safe to say that my house was swatted roughly 8 times 4 years ago. My dad came in his fucking undies watching Carrot Top pounding on my asshole. But anyways though, guys, my house was swatted roughly 20 times this very day.
I'm scared. It's not fine. Guys, listen. If something happens to me, I regret being a complete dickhead. I'm gonna rot in hell where I belong. I'm truly disgusting. I'm just harassing my poor mom and dad. Being a stupid brat.
Derek?
Yeah.
The police
wanna
talk to you.
Shit. God damn it. But that's okay, bro, because really, there's a lot of CP on my PC. I couldn't find it on certain sites, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, my house was swatted roughly 50 times 20 years ago.